This message, Believest Thou This, by Brother William Myron Branham, was delivered on Saturday, April 2, 1916, at the Municipal Auditorium in Tulsa, Oklahoma, USA. Lumbigo, uyakukholwa lokhu na. Ngomfo wethu, William Myron Branham, wachunyayelwa ngomgqibelo, ngoMabasa 2, 1960, a Municipal Auditorium at Tulsa, Oklahoma, USA.
And before we pray, I would like to say this, that last evening, I believe it was, I said to a lady, if you'll just do as we're instructed to do, that the baby with a water head, it would shrink.
Futhi thina singakakhuleki, ngizathanda ukutsho lokho. Ukuthi ebusuku bedluleyo ngikholo bekuyibo ngathi kwelinye inina nga ungenza njengokuba silayelwe ukuthi senze ukuthi kuza usane olulekhanda elilamanzi kuzancipha.
And the baby's head shrunk last night 1/2 inch by measure of a string. So the lady brought it here now.
Futhi ikhanda losane lancipha izolo ebusuku ingxenye eyodwa ye-intshi ngokulinganisa ngentambo ngakho ikhosikazi limlethe lapha kates.
The reason I did that, sister, is for a purpose. See, if you can see something tangible happen, that'll make your faith increase to keep believing it.
Manje isizathu ngikwenzile lokho tate wethu kulesizathu uyabo nga ungaboni into ebambekayo isenzakala lokho kuzakwenza ukholo lwakho lwengeze ukuze uqhubeke ukukholwa khona.
Sometimes I do that just maybe like ask the person to get up, make a step or two, move your hand, wiggle your finger, just something that they can do different, just to let them see that it's all right. They just get nervous and think it isn't going to happen, but it's happening all the time. See, it has to.
Kwesinye isikhathi ngiyakwenza lokho nje ukuba mhlawumbe njengokuthi ngicele umuntu asukume, anyathele kanye kumbe kabili, nyakazi isandla sakho, nyakazisa umunwe wakho, into nje abangayenza yahlukile. Ukubenza nje babone ukuthi konke kuqondile. Bethuka nje njalo bacabange, akuyikwenzakala khona, kodwa kuyenzakala sonke isikhathi, yabo kumele kwenzeke.
How many wants to be remembered in prayer now? Would you just raise your hands and say, Lord, grant it. Let us bow our heads.
Bangaka bafuna ukukhunjula emthandazweni manje, lingaphakamisa izandla zenu, bese lisithi, Nkosi siphe khona, asikhothamseni amakhanda ethu.
Lord, as we hear this grand old hymn of the church wrote by my precious friend Paul Rader, only believe. We are thinking now of a boy was brought by his fathers to the disciples.
Nkosi lapho sisizwa lingoma enhle kakhulu endala yabandla eyabhalwa ngumngane wami oligugu uPaul Rader kholwa kuphela. Sicabanga manje ngomfana owalethwa nguyise kubafundi.
No more than 10 days after Jesus had given them power to cast out devils and heal the sick, and here they was completely defeated on an epileptic case.
Kungakedluli insuku ezilichumi ngemva kokuba uJesu ebaphe amandla wokuxosha amadimoni lokusilisa abagulayo futhi nampa babelapha benqotshiwe ngokupheleleyo ngodaba lwesithuthwane.
And they seen our Lord coming. And the father ran and said, Lord, have mercy on us. My son is variously vexed with the devil. And I brought him to your disciples and they could not cure him. Jesus said, I can if ye believe. Only believe.
Futhi, bayibona inkosi yethu isiza. Futhi ubaba wagijima njalo wathi, Nkosi, woba lesihawu kithi. Indodana yami ihlezi ihlukuluzwa lidimoni ngimlethe kubafundi bakho futhi behlulekile ukumelapha uJesu wathi ngiyenelisa nxa ukholwa kholwa kuphela.
Oh God, you haven't changed a bit since then. You're just the same loving, sweet and compassionate God as you were then, so are you today. And Lord, like that Father, we all cry, Lord, help thou our unbelief. It's so simple, we just stumble over it, Father.
Oh, Nkulunkulu, awukatshintshi lakancane, kusukela lapho, ungofanayo nje, othandayo, omnandi, lozwelayo, Nkulunkulu. Njengoba wawunjalo ngale, unjalo wena lamhlanje. Futhi Nkosi, njengalowo Baba, sonke siyakhala, Nkosi, siza wena, okungakhola kwethu. Kulula kakhulu, siyakubeka phezu kwakho Baba.
We want to offer you thanks and praise for touching that little baby last night to see that that skull that's been swollen, that is that the bone has pushed out. It went down a half an inch last night.
Sifuna ukukupha wena ukubonga lendumiso ngokuthinta lolo sana ebusuku obedluleyo. Ukubona ukuthi lolo khakhayi obeluvuvukile okutsho ukuthi ithambo bese liphumele phandle kwehle ngengxenye ye inch ebusuku obedluleyo.
We are grateful for that, Father. When we know that our doctors has nothing in the research for it. There's nothing that they can do for it. But thou art still God, the master of all situations. We thank thee, Father.
Siyabonga ngalokho, Baba. Lapho sisazi ukuthi odokotela bethu kabala lutho ekucubungeleni ngakho. Kakulanto abangayenza ngakho lokho. Kodwa wena ulokhu nguNkulunkulu, inkosi yezehlakalo zonke. Siyakubonga wena, Baba.
We thank thee for this mother's loyalty and sweetness and obedience to bring back the string and paste it on this piece of paper here to show to the public her testimony for the glory of God. May her little one live and be a normal child for your glory.
Siyakubonga wena ngokwethembeka kukamama lo, lobumnandi. Lokulalela ngokuletha intambo njalo wayinamathisela kulesi siqephu sephepha lapha ukuze atshengise uZulu wonke ubufakazi bakhe kube inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu makuthi omncane wakhe aphile futhi abe ngumntwana ophilileyo okwenkazimulo yakho.
Look at all those hands that went up, Father. Each of them had a need. Mine up too, Father. I have need. And here's many here in the form of letter or in this box that's needy, people who are really needy.
Kangela zonke lezo zandla eziphakanyisiweyo Baba. Esinye lesinye sakhona silendingeko. Esam siphezulu. Lami Baba ngilesidingo. Futhi nanzi ezinenge la. Esimeni sencwadi kumbe kuleli bhokisi balendingo abantu sibili.
Let it come to pass, Lord, that each will receive their request this night. May they take this mother's testimony and just as an example to show that when you say anything, it's finished. It's all we have to do is to receive it and act upon it. It's a finished work.
Wenze kugcwaliseke Nkosi. Ukuba munye ngamunye amukele isicelo sakhe kulobo busuku. Mabathathe lobo bufakazi balumama njalo njengesibonelo ukutshengisa ukuthi wena ungatsho ulutho kuphelile. Wena kuphela okufuze sikwenze ikwamukela khona futhi senze njengoba kuchiwo ngumsebenzi oqediweyo.
Grant, Lord, that each one of these letters and these handkerchiefs, the people that they're laid up on, may they be healed. Everyone that raised their hands, Father, they may receive their heart's desire. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You be seated.
Siphe Nkosi ukuze zonke zalezi ncwadi futhi lalezi zifinyo labantu ezizabekwa phezu kwabo mabaphiliswe. Wonke ophakamise isandla sakhe Baba mabathole okufunwa yinhliziyo yabo. Siyakucela khona ngebizo lika Jesu. Amen. Lingahlala phansi.
I just wanted to show you the strain here that the lady that the little baby's head did shrink as the Lord promised us through the Holy Spirit last night. Isn't He wonderful? So gives us so much courage to have faith and believe.
Bengifuna ukulitshengisa intambo lapha ikhosikazi eli nanko ke ukuthi ikhanda losane linciphile njengokwethembisa kwenkosi ngithi ngomoya ongcwele izolo ebusuku kamangalisi yena na ngakho kusipha isibindi esikhulu ukuba sethembe njalo sikholwe.
Now when Jesus said to that tree in Mark 11:23, no man eateth from thee from henceforth, he might not have yelled out. Why, as frankly, he was so easy about it till his disciples, just I think one of them heard him.
Manje lapho Jesu esithi kuleso sihlahla Mark 11:23, akula muntu ozadla kuwe kusukela kathesi kungabe yena engamemezanga kakhulu ngani sengathi ngokusobala yena wayeziphumulele ngakho kwaze kwathi abafundi bakhe nje ngicabanga omunye wabo wamuzwa yena.
And when that epileptic when it come up before the Lord Jesus, the boy had the hardest fit he ever had, perhaps fell on the ground like he was dead, but he realized that he met someone who had faith far above those apostles.
Futhi kwa lapho leso sithuthwane lapho sibuya phambi kwenkosi Jesu, umfana waba lesa thuthwane angakazi abe laso, mhlawumbe wawela phansi sengathi ufile, kodwa wananzelela ukuthi uhlangane lomunye owayelokhulu oluphakeme ukudlula labo bapostoli.
Now, I'd like for someone who didn't believe in divine healing to watch this. Jesus had given them power to cast the spirits out, and they had failed. Not the power had failed, but they had failed. Jesus told them, why could we not cast him out? He said, because of your unbelief.
Manje ngizathanda ukuba omunye obengakholwa ukusilisa kukaNkulunkulu akhangele lokho. UJesu wayebaphe bona amandla okuxotsha imimoya. Futhi babehlulekile. Hayi ukuba amandla ehluleka, kodwa bona behluleka. UJesu wabatshela, kungani thina sehlulekile ukulixotsha? Yena wathi, ngenxa yokungakholwa kwenu.
The church still has a power. God's never taken his power from the church, but the church don't have faith enough to act upon it. That's all. It's just that simple.
Ibandla lilokho lilawo amandla. UNkulunkulu kazaka suse amandla akhe ebandleni. Kodwa ibandla kalila kukholwa okwaneleyo ukuthi liwasebenzise. Yikho kuphela. Kulula njalo nje.
We try to make it so complicated sometimes, but the more simple you make the gospel, the more reality you'll have. When you just get real simple with it, God said so, that settles it, and that's all. And just believe it, go ahead.
Sizama kwesinye isikhathi ukukwenza kube nzima. Kodwa lapho usenza kakhulu libe lula ivangeli. Yikho othola uqobo olukhulu. Lapho sibalula sibili ngakho, uNkulunkulu watsho njalo. Lokho kukuqedile. Njalo yikho kuphela. Futhi nje kukholwe. Qubeka.
When Jesus said, no man eateth from thee, while the leaves are just as pretty and bright as they ever was, the bark looked the same, but weighed down beneath the ground in those roots, the life began to dwindle away.
Lapho uJesu esithi, akungabila muntu odla kuwe, ngani amahlamvu ayelokho emahle, njalo ebukeka, njengokuba iqolo lakhangeleka lifana, kodwa kusehla phansi ngaphansi komhlabathi kulezo mpande impilo yaqala ukuchabalala.
So is it upon a cancer, upon any kind of disease that you might want to think, when you can accept God's word weighed down deep in the roots, the cancer may be there, your hand may be just as stiff, That don't have anything to do with divine healing. It's if thou canst believe. See, way down somewhere, it's already gone to work.
Ngakho kunjalo phezu kwemvukuzane, phezu kulaloba yiwuphi umhlobo wesifo ongafuna ukuthi sicabange. Lapho nxa ungamukela ilizwi likaNkulunkulu, phansi le ekujuleni empandeni, imvukuzane ingabi khona, isandla sakho singabe silokho somile. Lokho akulando kwenza ngokusilisa kukaNkulunkulu. Yikuthi nxa wena ungakholwa, uyabo, phansi le kwenye indawo sekuqalile ukusebenza kudala.
Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be moved and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you can have what you've said.
Jesu wathi, ungathi kulintaba suswa, futhi ungathandabuza enhlizweni yakho, kodwa ukholwe ukuthi lokho okuchiloyo kuzenzeka, ungathola lokho okukhulumileyo.
Isn't that lovely? Who'd that come from? The Son of God, whose words heavens and earth will pass away. But his words won't.
Akukuhle yini lokho? Lokho kwavela kubani? Indodana kaNkulunkulu. Akabani amazwi? Izulu lomhlaba kuzakwedlula kodwa manje kodwa amazwi akhe angeke.
Now the only way that you can do that, you've got to have the right objective and the right motive. Now if I went out here and said, I'll show you I can move this mountain, be moved mountain, it would never move. Certainly not. No matter what I had, it's got to be first, you've got to find the will of God.
Manje indlela kuphela ongakwenza lokho. Kumele ube lenhloso eqondileyo, lesizathu esiqondileyo. Manje nxa ngingaphuma phandle lapho futhi ngithi ngiza kutshengisa ukuthi ngingasusa lintaba. Suswa ntaba, kayisoze isuke, ngeqiniso ingeke. Loba mina ngilani, kumele okokuqala kumele uthole intando kaNkulunkulu.
That's the reason usually in the prayer lines I get the very hardest is because it's something that's went through lines and so forth, and that's where you get it back.
Yiso isizathu ngokujwayelekileyo edwendweni lokuthandazelwa ngithola okunzima kakhulu kungenxa yento ehambe phakathi kwezidwendwe lokunjalo futhi yikho lapho okuphenduka khona.
But see, if you've got unconfessed sin, did you ever notice on a case before I asked the evil spirit to leave? I watched that case real sure to be certain that there's nothing in that life that would hinder anything. See? Because remember, on these gifts, you can get in trouble with them.
God, bon, nga ule so nesingavunywanga. Wage wananzelela, endaben, nginga kateli, umoya omubi ukuthi usuke. Ngiyayikhangela leyo ndaba sibili kabanzi ukuba leqiniso ukuthi akulanto kuleyo mpilo engavimba loba yini. Bona, ngoba khumbula, kulezi zipho ungangena enkathazweni ngazo.
God, you remember one time, gave a prophet, made a prophet out of a man, Moses, and told him to go down and speak to the rock, and the prophet was all excited and went out and smote the rock.
Unkulunkulu yakhumbula kwesinye isikhathi. Wanika umprofeti. Wenza umprofeti ngomuntu uMose. Njalo wamtshela ukuthi ahambe ehle akhulume edwaleni. Futhi umprofeti wathatheka futhi waphuma futhi wachaya idwala.
Speaking of the weakness of Christ, that he'd have to die the second time or be smitten the second time, he had power to bring it, but it wasn't the will of God.
Kukhuluma ngobuthakathaka buka Kristu ukuthi yena uzamele afe okwesibili kumbe achayo okwesibili wayelawo amandla okwaletha kodwa kwakungasintando kaNkulunkulu.
I never could believe it was God's will for Elijah to go around and cause them children was teasing him about being bald-headed. I don't think he should have did that, but he was a prophet and was angered and he put a curse on those children. And two she-bears killed 42 little innocent children. But I don't believe he should have done that.
Gangisoze ngakholwa ukuba kwakuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi u-Elisha ahambe ebhoda. ngoba labo bantwana babemhoza ngokuthi yena ulempabanga. Angicabanga ukuthi kwakumele enze lokho, kodwa wayengumprofeti futhi wazondiswa, njalo wabeka isithuko kulabo bantwana, futhi amabhere amabili azinsikazi abulala amachumi amane lambile abantwana abancinyane abangelacala. Uyabo, kodwa angikholwa ukuthi kwakumele akwenze lokho.
And it's just we God, I believe today before he puts his church in power, he tries his church to see what it will do.
Futhi khona nje si uNkulunkulu ngiyakholwa lamhlanje engakabeki yena ibandla lakhe emandleni. Yena uyalinga elakhe ibandla ukuze abone ukuthi lizenzani.
Next time, maybe the Lord willing, when I come back, we have time to dwell on something like that, on something that's fixing to happen. And then we'll know more about it then. But if you'll just speak the word, say, Lord, I believe it. Don't doubt. Mean it in your heart.
Tina isikhathi sizayo. Mhlawumbe nxa inkosi ithanda, lapho ngingaphenduka. Kuzamele sibe lesikhathi sokuhlala entweni enjengaleyo, entweni efuna ukwenzakala, futhi ke sizakwazi okunenge ngakho lapho. Kodwa nxa nje ungakhuluma ilizwi uthi Nkosi, ngiyakukholwa khona. Ungathandabuzi kutsho enhlizweni yakho.
Now, say for instance, I was in a valley, and I'm preaching to millions of people, but just across the mountain there is a group of people of 100, and they're dying without knowing Christ.
Manje sitho kwesibonelo, bengisesihotsheni futhi ngichumayeza izigidi zabantu, kodwa phetsheya kwentaba ngale kule qembu labantu abalikhulu futhi bafa bengamazi uKristu.
Well, I've got a million here to preach to, but yet something in my heart's telling me, get across to those people, get to them, they're perishing. I don't want to go myself, but yet there's something in me. See, that's God then. Moving. See what the objective is. See what the motive is of going. Not for self.
Yebo, ngilesigidi lapha sokuchumayeza. Kodwa ke into enhlizweni yami yangitshela, hamba phesheya kulabo bantu. Hamba kubo, bayafa. Ngokwami angifuni kuhamba, kodwa ke kulento phakathi kwami, bona lo nguNkulunkulu lapho ehamba. Bona ukuthi injongo yini, bona ukuthi isizathu sokuhamba ngesani, hayi okwami.
Now if I say, well, if my objective is right to get over there, but then I get up there and there's a big mountain. I say, you know, if I get over that mountain and save all those 100 people, someday they'll have a statue there. Brother Branham, the great missionary. Now my motive's not right. The mountain won't fall. No, sir.
Manje nxa ngisithi kahle, nxa injongo yami iqondile yokuya phesheya ngale, kodwa ke ngivuke phezulu lapha futhi nansi intaba enkulu, ngithi uyakwazi nxa ngingaya phesheya kwaleyo ntaba futhi ngisize bonke labo bantu abalikhulu kwelinye ilanga, baza kuba lesithombe khona umfowethu Branham, isithunywa sevangeli esikhulu. Manje isizathu sami kasilunganga, intaba kayikuwa ngitsho nomzane.
But when my motive and objective is right, and God in my heart is leading me, and I can't get over the mountain, around the mountain, under the mountain, I'd say, mountain, move.
Kodwa lapho isizathu lenjongo yami kuqondile, lo nkulunkulu enhlizweni yami engikhokhela, futhi ngingeke ngidlule phezu kwentaba, ngibhode intaba ngaphansi kwentaba, mina ngizathi ntaba suka.
Maybe when I say that, no more than I say it with that kind of a right spirit, led of the Holy Spirit in the will of God, there might not be but one little spoonful of that mountain drop down, but it's on its road.
Mhlawumbe lapho ngutsho lokho, futhi ngutsho nje ngilomhlobo onjalo womoya oqondileyo, ngiholelwa ngumoya ongcwele, ngisentandeni kaNkulunkulu. kungabe kungela ngitsho kodwa isipuni esincinyane saleyo ntaba sikhithikela phansi kodwa kusendleleni.
The next day there may be a 2 pounds fall. The next day a quarter of a ton. And maybe in a month 5 ton drops in. What of it? May not even see it yet, but she's moving on its road. I'll stay right there and watch the thing be done because God said so, and that just settles it.
Ilanga elilandelayo kungaba lama poundi amabili ekhithika elilandelayo ilanga ikota yetani futhi mhlawumbe sekulenyanga kukhithike ama ton amahlanu ini ngakho ungabe ungakuboni la kathesi kodwa iyacheda isendleleni ngizahlala khonapho ngibone into isenziwa ngoba uNkulunkulu wacho njalo futhi lokho kuqeda konke nje.
Can you think that about your mother there tonight? All right, if you'll think it, she'll get well. All right, that's if you just believe it, just speak the word and stay with it. See? Just believe it, hang on to it. It's eternal life.
Ungacabanga lokho ngomama wakho ngale kulobo busuku. Kulungile. Nxa ungakucabanga khona uza kusila. Kulungile. Kungukuthi nxa ukukholwa khona khuluma ilizwi nje bese uhlala lalo. Uyabo kukholwe nje ubambelele kukho impilo engapheliyo.
Now tomorrow afternoon I told Billy tonight just to omit the prayer cards and I want to speak. I'm confessing in truth. I've been going since January overseas and back in Phoenix, right home back, and all completely that discernment that I am so weak I hardly know where I'm standing at times. It just about got me whipped out.
Manje kusasa emini ngitshele uBhile ebusuku ayeqa amakhadi okuthandazelwa futhi mbemfuna ukukhuluma. Ngiyavuma eqinisweni bengilokho ngihamba kusukela ngozibandlela phesheya ngiphenduka ePhoenix khona ngekhaya ngibuyele futhi konke kuphelele ukudalula lokho ngize ngibe buthakathaka ngize mphose ngingazi lapho engimi khona kwesinye isikhathi kuphose nje kungitshayele phandle.
Now I have to leave and you brethren invited me to stay over for some more days. How I appreciate that. I certainly think that this is a wonderful bunch of ministers here. Wish we could have had a little more time for fellowship.
Futhi ke kumele ngisuke futhi bona lina bazalwane linquse ukuba ngihlale ngapha ezinye izinsuku ezengezweyo. Ngikuthakazelela kanjani lokho. Ngiqiniso ngicabanga ukuthi leli liqembu elimangalisayo labafundisi lapha. Ngifisa singaba lesinye isikhathi esengeziwe sokudlelana.
If the Lord willing, I'll be back sometime. Nothing else, just go from one church to the other and wind around through the city and visit you all. I'd be glad to do that. Anything that I could do to help the kingdom of God. That is, if you'd want me to do it. And to come back sometime and join up with us and have a nice good meeting somewhere.
Nxa inkosi ithanda ngiza kuphenduka kwesinye isikhathi kungela okunye ngisuke nje kwelinye ibandla ngisiya kwelinye futhi ngibhode ngingena idolobho lonke njalo ngelivakatshele lonke ngithanda ukwenza lokho loba yini mina engingayenza ukunceda umbuso kaNkulunkulu okutsho ukuthi nxa lifuna ngikwenze futhi lokuphenduka kwesinye isikhathi sihlanganele lathi njalo sibe lobunandi omuhle umhlangano kwenye indawo.
And remember, brethren, I'll be praying for you. That's one thing, sure. And I want you all to pray for me, all of you. And now, tomorrow morning is a church services. All these different fine churches around the city.
Futhi ke likhumbule bazalwane ngizabe ngilithandazela yiyo into eliqiniso futhi ngifuna lonke lingithandazele lonke lina futhi manje ngikusasa ekuseni izinkonzo zebandla kuwo wonke amabandla la amahle edolobheni jikelele.
Now, some of the groups from Jeffersonville is here. Some of my friends, one of my trustees of the church is here, Brother Fred Stoffman. I've never been able to see him in the meeting. And Brother, many other my friends from up there at Jeffersonville, my secretary there, and all is here somewhere in the meeting. I haven't seen them yet.
Manje amanye amaqembu avela eJeffersonville akhona la abanye babangani bami omunye wabaphathi bebandla lam ukhona la umfo wethu uFred Southman angizange ngikwanise ukumbona emhlanganweni futhi umfo wethu abanenge babangani bami abavela khona le eJeffersonville owami owe umabhalani wami la futhi bonke balapha kwenye indawo phakathi komhlangano angikababoni okwakathesi.
And brethren, there's some fine churches here in this city, and all the rest of you visitors, find one of them and go to these churches tomorrow. They'll do you good, I'm sure.
Futhi bazalwane kulamabandla akahle lapha edolobheni futhi lina lonke zethekele dingani elinye lawo njalo lihambe kuwo lawo mabandla kusasa.
There are brethren who believe in this kind of a ministry. That's the reason you're here sitting on the platform and down in the places here, because they believe in it. And I appreciate those men.
Banga bazalwane abakholwa lumhlobo onje wentshumayelo. Yiso isizathu behlezi lapha kuplatform la phansi ezindaweni lapha ngoba bayakukholwa khona futhi ngiyawathakazelela lawo madoda.
Lord bless this full gospel businessman's chapter here who sponsored this meeting, or I believe that was right, sponsored the meeting.
Nkosi busisa lapha lolu hlangothi lwabo somabhizimusi bevangeli eligcweleyo abasekela lumhlangano kule ngiyakholwa lokho bekuqondile abasekela umhlangano.
I go a lot of their sponsors because in there, we oughtn't to be this way, but many times, brethren, lets little bitty differences, like a man believe a little something, another little something, it kind of makes a little friction and old sores from way back.
Ngilabanenga abasekeli babo, ngoba phakathi lapho, akumelanga sibe njalo. Kodwa izikhathi eziningi, abazalwane, bavumele imahluko emncane, njengokuthi umuntu akhole okuthile okuncane, okunye okuncane okuthile kungani kwenza ukungezwanani okuncane lezilonda ezakudala ezisukela emuva le.
It ought to be healed up by this time, but if I get the full gospel businessman, then that kind of helps bind it up, and we get together and we have real fellowship together. Amen. Just real good times, and we appreciate that. God bless that chapter. I believe the Lord raised it up for a purpose.
Kumele ngabe sekwaphola ngalesi sikhathi. Kodwa futhi nxa wena kumbe nxa ngithola osomabhizimisi bevangele ligcweleyo, ngakho lokho kungani kuyanceda ukubopha futhi sibe ndawonye njalo sibe lokudlelana okuqotho ndawonye izikhathi nje eziqotho ezinhle futhi siyakuthakazelela lokho. UNkulunkulu abusise lolu hlangothi. Ngiyakholwa inkosi yayivusela isizathu.
Now, and then I had the grand privilege of seeing Brother Oral Roberts' place the other day, and my, such a mammoth place, such a beautiful thing. It's a memorial to Pentecost.
Manje futhi-ke ngaba lethuba elihle kakhulu leliya ilanga lokubona indawo kamfowethu Oral Roberts futhi mina bo inkalakatha yendawo enjengaleyo into enjalo enhle yisikhumbuzo kuPentecost.
Then I went over to Brother Tommy Osborne's, another wonderful place, wonderful man of God, who Brother Tommy and I are just close, and Brother Oral too, just real close brothers, and we love one another and trying our best to work everything that we can for the good of the people and the kingdom of God.
Ngakho ngaya kwekamfowethu Tommy Osborne, enye indawo enhle, umuntu omangalisayo kaNkulunkulu, umfo wethu Tommy, lami singabangane nje futhi siyathandana, njalo lo mfo wethu Oral futhi abazalwane nje abathandanayo futhi siyathandana sizama ubungcono bethu ukusebenza konke esingakwenza kube ngokuhle kwabantu embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
So I certainly appreciate those men being here in this city among the rest of these fine men you've got. You sheep have got wonderful shepherds, as I say it like that. May the Lord continue to be with you all, is my prayer.
Ngakho ngiyawathakazelela lawa madoda. Belapha kuleli dolopho phakathi kwamadoda lawo wonke akahle elilawo. Lina zimvu, lilabelusi abamangalisayo. Ngiza, njengiza kutsho, njalo lokho, inkosi mayiqhubeke ilani. Lonke ngumthandazo wami.
And now tomorrow afternoon, what time does the service start, brethren? 2:30. Let's say 1 or 1:30 you ought to be here so they won't interrupt with the rest of the services.
Futhi manje kusasa emini iqala sikhatbani inkonzo bazalwane. 2:30 asithi 1:1 kumbe 1:30 kumele libe lapha ukuze bengaphazamisi ezinye izinkonzo.
Now, if the boys hasn't already told you, tonight, they have some books, pictures and so forth, and tapes and records and, of the meetings, and they sell them, but we will not let them sell them on the Sabbath tomorrow.
Manje, nga abafana, bebenga galicheli, ebusuku lamhla, bala mapugo atile, imifanekiso logunye, la matepu, la marekoti futhi, ogwe mhlangano. Njalo baya watengisa, kodwa kasoze sibavumele, bawathengise ngeSabatha kusasa.
No books or nothing to be sold tomorrow. So we never permitted that. Although many said you're awful wrong, and old Daddy Bosworth used to tell me, oh, Brother Branham, you're wrong there, but that's the way I feel, see, and I feel. If you want one, they give you one, but we can't sell on the Sabbath, no. And so
akula mabhuku loba ini ezathengiswa kusasa ngakho kasisozi kasikazi sikuvumele lokho loba abanengi bathi uyaphambanisa kabi futhi ubaba uBosworth omdala wayejwayele ukungitshela omfowethu Branham uphambanisile lapho kodwa yiyo indlela engizwa ngayo uyabo futhi ngizwa nxa ufuna okukodwa bakunika okukodwa kodwa nxa kodwa asingeke sithengise ngeSabatha hachi yikho lokho.
I believe that I got to live it. Just, I got to live with myself, you see. I got to live with my convictions, and so, or you can send home and up the house, up the place, and get it.
Nxa ngikukholwa lokho kumele ngiphile nje kumele ngiziphilele liyabo futhi kumele ngiphile ngokukholwa kwami futhi ngakho kumbe lingathumela ekhaya futhi khona endlini endaweni ngale bese ukuthola.
Now tonight let's just all just forget that that there's any work to be done or anything else or the toils of the day. Let's just lay aside everything and look into the Word for a few minutes and see what God would speak to us through His Word. And may I pray that God will just give us an extremely great blessing tonight.
Manje lamhla ebusuku o asikukhohlweni nje lokho sonke o ukuthi ukhona umsebenzi okwenziwa kumbe okunye okuthile kumbe ukutshikatshika kosuku asibekeni nje eceleni konke besikhangela elizwini okwemzuzu emlutshwane njalo sibona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uza khulumani kithi ngelizwi lakhe futhi ngicela ukuthandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzasipha nje isibusiso esikhulu kakhulu ebusuku lamhla.
Jean, could you kidnap her for me? Could you kidnap that little girl for me? Isn't she a pretty little thing? Would you like to go home with me and play with my little Sarah about this high? Oh, you would? I'd like for you to. She's just about your size and she's daddy's little girl.
Jean, ungangithumbela yena yini? Ungangithumbela linkazana encane yini? Ngayisiyonto enhle ebukekayo yini? Ungathanda ukuya ekhaya lami futhi udlale lo Sarah wami omncane omude phose okungaka oh ungathanda ngingathanda ukuthi ukwenze uphose nje alingane lawe futhi uyintombi kababa encane
I bet you love your daddy too, don't you? Mommy, oh, sure you do. The prettiest little girl I'm sitting here looking at, little eyes look like two burnt holes in the blanket and little brown hair. I just love little children. I got two little girls at home. One of them is Rebecca and the other one is Sarah.
Foot, nuk pechel. Lawe lawe, uyamthanda ubaba wakho foot. Umthandi, umam, oh, ngeqiniso uyamthanda. Inkazana enhle kakhulu ngihlezi lapha ngikhangele amehla amancane angani izikhala ezimbili ezijileyo engutsheni lele nwele ezincane ezinsundu ngiyabathanda nje abantwana abancane ngilamankazana amabili amancane ngekhaya omunye wabo nguRebecca lomunye nguSarah.
Here some time ago I was away, they're both daddies little girls, you know, and I love them, and as soon as I get in, I got to give them a piggyback.
Lapha esikhathini esingaside esedluleyo ngangingekho bonke ngamankazana amancane kababa uyazi futhi ngiyabathanda futhi masinya ngingena kumele ngibathwale emhlane futhi.
Only Becky's getting too big for it. She's big as I am. She'd break my back now. She still daddy's little girl anyhow. And now about another year we won't get her in Bible school somewhere and away from the public school.
Kuphela uBeck sesiba mkhulu kakhulu kulokho. Umkhulu njengami engephula umhlane wami manje. Kodwa ulokho einkazana encane kababa kungelani. Futhi manje phose omunye umnyaka sifuna ukumngenisa esikolweni seBhayibheli kwenye indawo futhi khatshana lesikolo sika Zulu wonke.
And then they was waiting up for daddy, you know, to come home. I've been out in the meeting and tomorrow night they'll be waiting until midnight for me to try to get in.
Futhi ke babe melele ubaba uyazi ukuthi abuye ekhaya bengiphumile ngiye emhlanganweni futhi kusasa ebusuku bazabe bemelele ukuze kube phakathi kobusuku ukuze ngizame ukufika.
And so I got in real early in the morning, around 3 or 4 o'clock, and mother come to the door and let me in, and I was so tired and weary.
Ngakho-ke ngafika sibile kuseni kakhulu, phose ngaba 3 kumbe 4, futhi umama weza emnyango, wangingenisa, njalo ngangidinwe ngikhathele.
Here on the platform, when the anointed, it feels fine. But when that once leaves you, that's where you get in trouble. How many ever knew that? Well, sure it is.
Lapha ku platform, lapho ugcotshiwe kuzwakala kuhle. Kodwa nxa lokho kukuchiya kanye, yikho lapha ongena enkathazweni. Bangakabake bakwazi lokho. Ngani, liqiniso kunjalo.
Look, Elijah went up on the mountain and called fire out of heaven. Call rain out of heaven, and then when the Spirit left him, he wandered in the wilderness 40 days, and God found him pulled back in a cave somewhere.
Kangel, Elijah wenyuke entabeni futhi wabiza umlilo waphuma ezulwini, wabiza izulu laphuma ezulwini, futhi ke lapho umoya usumthile. Wazula enkangala izinsuku ezingamathuma amane, futhi uNkulunkulu wamfumana, wangena ebhalwini kwenye indawo.
Jonah, he went out and stayed live in the belly of a whale for 3 days and nights, was spit out upon the bank and went around preaching. The whole city repented and come to God. And when the anointing left him, he went up on top of the hill and asked God to take his life. See?
Jonah wehla, wahamba futhi wahlala ephila esiswini, sensika bayishiye, okwamalanga amathathu, lobusuku, wasekhafulelwa ekhunjini, njalo wahamba ebhoda eJumayela. Idolobhe lonke laphenduka futhi labuya kuNkulunkulu futhi lapho ugcobo lumthile waqansa phezu koqaqa wasecela uNkulunkulu ukuthi athathe impilo yakhe uyabo.
I stand by the side of William Capper's grave not long ago that wrote that famous hymn that we used at our communion service. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins where sinners plunge beneath the flood.
Ngimi eceleni kwengcwaba lika William Cowper esikhathini esingaside sedluleyo owabhala ingoma edumileyo esiyisebenzisa enkonzweni yethu yesidlo. Kukhona umthombo ugcwele igazi elidonswe emthanjeni ka-Emmanuel lapho izoni zaqunyuzwa ngaphansi komthombo.
Did you ever hear what he happened to him? After inspiration left him from that, he tried to find the river to commit suicide.
Wake wezwa ukuthi kwenzakalani kuye ngemva kokuba ukuhola sokumchile kulokho wazama ukudinga umfula ukuze azibulale.
I live right across from the old Kentucky home, and Stephen Foster gave America its most famous folk songs. And when he'd write, get inspiration up, that inspiration, write a song, then when he'd come out of it, he'd go get on a drunk. Finally, called a servant and took a razor and committed suicide.
Ngihlala khona phecheya kwekhaya elidala leKentucky. Futhi uStephen Foster wapha iAmerica ingoma zayo ezinenge, ezidumileyo zabantu. Futhi lapho ebhala, wayethola ukuholwa. Lokho kuholwa, abhale ingoma. Kuthi ke esephume kuyo wayehamba ayedakwa ekugcineni wabiza inceku futhi wathatha ireza wazibulala.
People don't know what those people that live in that spiritual realm go through. Now here you feel like you can move a mountain, but just let the anointing drop from you and start through that door. Somebody ain't there to catch you.
Abantu abakwazi ukuthi labo bantu abaphila esigabeni sikamoya bahlangana lani manje lapha uyezwa ingani ufuna ukususa intaba kodwa yekela ugcobo lusuke kuwe futhi usuke uphume kulowo mnyango nxa kungela omunye oza kubamba bona.
And then maybe for a few hours you hardly wonder where you're at, and then night after night that takes the best of you.
Futhi ke mhlawumbe kwamahola ambalwa phoseka ukwazi ukuthi ungapi futhi ke ubusuku ngobusuku lokho kuthatha ubungcono bakho bonke.
And little, I want to tell you about little Sarah and Rebecca. So the next morning I couldn't sleep, and I got up, was sitting in a chair, and after a while, Becky being the oldest, she had longer legs than Sarah, and so Becky come running, woke up, jumped out of bed, not waking her little sister up, and here she come through the house running as hard as she could.
Futhi omncinyane ngifuna ukulitshela ngo Sarah omncinyane lo Rebecca. Ngakho ukusa okwalandelayo ngehluleka ukulala futhi ngavuka ngangihlezi esihlalweni futhi ngemva kwesikhatshana uBheki engomdala waye lenyawo ezinde kulezi kaSera futhi ngakho uBheki wabuye egijima wavuka weqa waphuma empedeni engavusi udade wabo omncinyane futhi nangu ebuya phakathi kwendlu egijima ngamandla ngokwenelisa kwakhe.
She said, "Daddy, Daddy, I stuck out one of my legs," and she jumped across there pretty well balanced, kind of like the modern church, you know, it's been in the game for a long time, you know, for several hundred years. She could balance herself right well, and she put her arms around me and said, "Oh, my daddy, my daddy."
Why is it, Baba? Baba, ngelula olunye lwezinyawo zami, futhi weqela kulo ehlezi kuhle. Kungani kufana le bandla la manje? Uyazi belise mdlalweni okwesikhathi esithi uyazi okweminyaka engamakhulu athile wayezihlalele kuhle sibili njalo wagoqela izandla zakhe kimi futhi wathi, "Oh, baba wami, baba wami."
Little Sarah had, in the commotion, woke up. "Well, I don't know where your children does, they're not mine does. The younger one gets the hand-me-downs." And so Sarah had on Becky's pajamas, feet about that much too long, you know, and here she come, little bitty short fella, falling, stumbling, and she got there a little late.
But Sarah omncinyane esiphithiphithini wavuka kahle ke angazi kumbe abeni abantwana bayakwenza kumbe hayi abami bayakwenza omncinyane uyachiyela izigqoko futhi ke uSarah wayegqoke amapijama kaBheki inyawo zizinde phose kangako uyazi futhi nangu ke esiza umngane omncinyane omfitshane esiwa ekhubeka futhi ke wafika lapho ephuze kancane.
So Becky turned around and said, "Sarah, my sister, I want to tell you something." She said, "I was here first, and I have the monopoly, so I've got all of Daddy, and there's none left for you.
Ngakho uPeggy wachibilika wathi, Sarah tata wethu, ngifuna ukukutshela enye into. Wathi ngibe lapha kuqala futhi ngilalo igunya. Ngakho ngilayo wonke ubaba futhi akula ngitsho okuseleyo kwakho.
That's why some people try to think about religion, isn't it? That's right.
Hiyo indlela abanye abantu abazama ukucabanga ngayo ngenkolo. Angisho, yikho kanye.
And poor little Sarah, she dropped her little lip, her little black eyes looked up at me and she started to cry. And Becky had her cheek against mine hugging me. I love her.
Futhi uSarah mncinyane ohawulisayo. Walengisa indebe yakhe encinyane. Futhi lamehlo akhe amancinyane amnyama angikhangela futhi waqala ukhala. Futhi uBecky eqamelise isihlathi sakhe kwesami enganga. Ngiyamthanda.
And Sarah started to walk away because Becky had all of daddy. I scooted the other knee out like this and motioned to her like that. Oh, she perked up right quick and run, jumped up on my knee, so she hadn't been around very long and her legs wouldn't even reach the floor.
Futhi uSarah waqala ukusuka ngoba uBecky wayelo baba wonke. Ngaguqisa elinye idolo laphuma kanye. Njalo ngakhombela phezu kwedolo lami ngakho. Wayengekho okwesikhathi eside futhi lenyawo zakhe zazingafiki phansi.
She's kind of a little tottery, perhaps like I am. Just a little tottery, you know. And she couldn't reach the floor. She wasn't a big denomination, you know. And so she couldn't get down on the solid floor. She hadn't been around long enough.
Wayengani uyagedezela. Engxenye njengami. Ukugedezela nje kancane uyazi. Futhi kazange kafikanga phansi. Wayengayisiyo inhlangano enkulu. Uyazi. Futhi ngakho wayengeke afike phansi okuqine khona. Ubengazange abe khona okwesikhathi eside.
And so she was kind of tottering, and I threw both arms around her like this and hugged her up close to me, and she sparkled those little black eyes and looked back to Rebecca.
Futhi ke kwakungani uyagedezela futhi ngaphosa zonke izandla ngakuye kanje futhi ngamanga wasondela duze kwami futhi wacazimulisa lawo mehlo amancinyane. Amnyama futhi wakhangela emuva kuRebecca.
She said, Rebecca, my sister, she said, it may be true that you've got all of daddy, but I want you to know one thing, daddy's got all of me.
Wathi, Rebecca tate wetu, wathi, kungabe kweliqiniso ukuthi ulaye wonke ubaba, kodwa ngifuna ubekwazi into eyodwa. Ubaba, ulami ngokugcweleyo ngakho.
That's just so he's got all of me. I might not have the education to put the big things over, but just as long as I know he's got all of me in my tottery, just let him have both arms around, it'll just make me feel fine.
Yikho, kanjalo nje ke, yena elami ngokugcweleyo, ngabe ngingelayo imfundo yokwethula izinto ezinkulu. Kodwa nje, lapho ngisazi yena, ulami ngokupheleleyo. Ekuxegaxegeni kwami umvumele nje yena angigoqele ngezandla zonke kuzangenza nje ngizwe kuhle.
Well, let's offer another little word of prayer to him before we open up the word.
Yebo, masinikele elinye ilizwi elincane lomthandazo kuye singakavuli ilizwi.
Now, Heavenly Father, we realize that we are just like children also, and you love to be with us and worship with us, and as we worship you, and you love us and hold us in your arms and send down your Holy Spirit and make us to know that you're living and you're our Father. We thank you so much.
Manje Baba osezulwini, siyananzelela ukuthi lathi sinjengabantwana futhi wena. Uyathanda ukuba lathi njalo ukhonze lathi futhi lapho sikukhonza wena futhi wena uyasithanda futhi usibambe ezandleni zakho futhi uthumele phansi umoya ongcwele wakho futhi senze sazi ukuthi uyaphila wena futhi ungubaba wethu Siyabonga kakhulu wena.
Now let the Holy Spirit come to us tonight. Love each heart, Lord. Give us a fresh blessing. Pour out the dewdrops of mercy upon us, Father.
Manje yekela umoya ongcwele abuye phakathi kwethu ebusuku lobo. Thanda yonke inhliziyo, Nkosi. Siphe isibusiso esitsha. Thululela amathonsi amazolo esihawu phezu kwethu, Baba.
Do not look at our sins. There are too many. Lord, just forgive them, omit them, Father, and just take us into thy arms and heal our sickness and cleanse our souls and set our spirits free, Lord, that we can worship and praise thee. Be like little children running around the house. Just know that daddy's watching over us. Grant it, Lord.
Ungazikhangeli izono zethu zinengi kakhulu. Nkosi, zithethelele nje. Zeqe zona. Baba, futhi usithathe sibe ezandleni zakho. Futhi silisa imkhuhlane yethu. Futhi hlambulule imphefumulo yethu. Futhi ukhulule imimoya yethu. Nkosi, ukuze sikukhonze lokudumisa wena. Sibe njengabantwana abancinyane begijima indlu yonke. Sazi nje ukuba ubaba usikhangele siphe khona, Nkosi.
Now no man is able to interpret the word. We realize that. John saw the book in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne, and there was no man in heaven or in earth or beneath the earth that was worthy to take the book, to open it or to loose the seals.
Manje akula muntu okwanisayo ukuhumusha ilizwi. Siyakunanzelela lokho. UJohn wabona ibhuku lisesandleni sokudla salo oyehleze sihlalweni futhi kwakungela muntu ezulwini kumbe emhlabeni kumbe ngaphansi komhlaba oyefanele ukuthatha ibhuku ukuba alivule kumbe ukuthukulula izimpawu.
And there come a lamb up that had been slain since the foundation of the world, and he was worthy, and he took the book and loosed the seals and opened the book.
Futhi kweza iwundlu elalihlatshiwe kusukela kusekelwa umhlaba, futhi yena wayefanele, futhi yena walithatha ibhuku futhi wathukulula izimpawu njalo wavula ibhuku.
Oh Lamb, come tonight, open the book to us, Father, as we wait upon thee, for we ask it in Jesus name, the Lamb of God. Amen.
Oh wundlu, woza kulobo busuku, vula ibhuku kithi, Baba. Lapho silindela kuwe, ngoba sikucela ebizweni likaJesu, iwundlu likaNkulunkulu. Amen.
I have chosen tonight a little scripture verse share of three words, but first I want to read a verse or two out of St. John, the 11th chapter. Beginning with the 23rd verse.
Ngikhethile kulobo busuku ivesi yombhalo encinyane lapha amabala amathathu, kodwa okwaqala ngifuna ukubala ivesi kumbe amabili kuJohane ongcwele isahluko 11 siqale kuverse 23.
Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
UJesu wathi kuye, umfoweni uza kuvuka njalo. UMarita wathi kuye, ngiyazi uza kuvuka njalo ekuvukeni ngosuku lokucina.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Just wathi kuye, ngikuvuka lempilo. Lo okholwa kimi loba efile, kodwa uza kuphila. Futhi lo phila njalo ekholwa kimi kasoze wafa. Uyakukholwa lokho na?
She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, that should come into the world.
Wathi kuye, Yebo Nkosi, ngiyakholwa ukuthi unguKristu indodana kaNkulunkulu okumele abuye emhlabeni.
And for our text, I wish to use these three words. Believest thou this?
Futhi okombhalo, ngifisa ukusebenzisa la amabala amathathu. Uyakukholwa lokhu na?
I read a story some time ago. I think it was a fiction story. And most all ministers, I guess, have read Dr. Ingram's book of The Prince of the House of David. It's a great book. I think it's absolutely out of print. I like to have it in print so I could put it among the people.
Ngabala indaba kwesinye isikhathi sedlulayo. Ngithemba kwakuyindaba yokubombela. Futhi phose bonke abafundisi ngiyalinganisa babalile ibhuku lika Dr. Ingram. Elithi induna yendlu kaDavida libhuke elikhulu li ngiyacabanga ngalisadindwa futhi ngingathanda ukuba lalo lidindiwe ukuze ngilise phakathi kwabantu.
And in there I was reading a little article on this Lazarus and upon Jesus and Mary and Martha, that the sisters of Lazarus.
Futhi phakathi lapho ngangibala indatshana encinyane ngalu Lazaro laphezu kuka Jesu lo Maria lo Marita ukuthi odadewabo baka Lazaro.
And I was reading in there that where Jesus lived, I believe, with Martha and Mary. They were both lovely Hebrew girls.
Futhi ngangibala phakathi lapho ukuthi yikho uJesu ayehlala khona. Ngiyakholwa lo Marita lo Maria bonke babengamantombazana athandekayo esiHebheru.
And Lazarus was learning or training to be a scribe at the temple, making letters of the law for the priest.
Futhi uLazaro wayefunda kumbe efundela ukuba ngumbhali etempelini, ebhala izincwadi zomthetho.
And Jesus had great fellowship, especially with Lazarus. And we read in the book that where he did come to their home and
futhi uJesu wayelokudlelana okukhulu ikakhulu lo Lazaro. Lapho sibala ebhukwini ukuba yena efika ekhaya labo futhi.
Martha was a little dilatory about listening to his words, but she had to get the dinner ready and set the table. But Mary sat at his feet, and Jesus said that Mary has chosen the better things.
Umarita wayephuza kancane ukulalela amazwi akhe, kodwa kwakumele alungise ukudla kwantambama lokulungisa itafula. Kodwa uMaria wahlala enyaweni zakhe. Futhi uJesu wathi uMaria ukhethe izinto ezingcono.
And then we were told that Lazarus was the one that brought Jesus to John in the story of Dr. Ingram's books and on the Prince of the House of David.
Futhi ke satshelwa ukuba uLazaro nguye owaletha uJesu kuJohane endabeni esebhukwini lika Dr. Ingram. Njalo kunduna yendlu kaDavida.
However, that might not have been true. I do not know. But just for the background of it, but he was supposed to have been living with them.
Kungenani lokho. Kungabe kungesilo iqiniso angikwazi. Kodwa okwesisekelo sakho. Kodwa yena kucatshangelwa ukuthi wayehlala labo.
Now we've been learning this last week, that Jesus said in St. John 5:19, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. The Father worketh, and the Son worketh hitherto. See, what he sees the Father doing.
Manje besifunda, kule ebuyayo liviki edlulileyo, kumbe ngithi ukuthi uJesu wathi kuJohane ongcwele 5:19, mina indodana ayenzi lutho ngokwayo, kodwa yona ekubona ubaba ekwenza lokho kwenziwa indodana Ngokufanayo ubaba uyasebenza lendodana iyasebenza njalo uyabo lokho yena akubona ubaba ekwenza.
So to make this really the right story, the Father God must have spoke to his son Jesus and said, your friend Lazarus is going to die, but it's going to be for the good, so you leave the home.
Ngakho ukukwenza lokho kube indaba eqotho. Ubaba uNkulunkulu wayefanele ukuba wakhuluma lendodana yakhe uJesu. Futhi wathi, umngane wakho Lazarus uza kufa, kodwa kuzabe kungokokuhle. Ngakho suka wena ekhaya.
Go away, cause he'll be asking you to pray for him and make him well, and I don't want you to do that. If you watch the story as we go along, you'll see it heaps up to that very truth of that.
Uye khatshana, ngoba uzacelwa ukuba wena umkhulekele kumbe umsilise, futhi angifuni wena ukwenze lokho. Nxa ungalandela indaba, siqhubeka uzabona kubutheleka kufike kulelo qiniso lalokho.
So Jesus, just without any warning or anything, walked away from the house and went somewhere else, didn't return that night. And he went to some other cities. And as soon as Jesus left the home, then trouble set in.
Ngakho uJesu engelanje siqhayiso loba ini wahamba khatshana lendlu futhi waya kwenye indawo. Kaphendukanga ngalobo busuku futhi yena waqonda kwamanye amadolobho futhi kwathi khonapho uJesu esuka ekhaya uhlupho ke lwangena.
And when Jesus leaves your home, trouble is on its road. Just remember, when he leaves your home, trouble is on the way.
Futhi lapho uJesu esuka ekhaya lakho uhlupho lusendleleni. Khumbula nje, lapho esuka ekhaya lakho uhlupho lusendleleni.
When you get social societies and everything operating in your church so perfectly, like some great big 16-cylinder Rickenbacker, and you leave Jesus out of it, when Jesus goes from your church, trouble's on the road.
Lapho usiba lama society okuhlalisana, lakho konke kusebenza ebandleni lakho ngokupheleleyo. Njenge kulu kakhulu iRickenbacker elama silinda angamachumi lesithupha futhi ubusuchiya uJesu phandle kwakho. Lapho uJesu esuka ebandleni lakho uhlupho lusendleleni.
Yes, sir. When Jesus leaves a denomination that they lay him aside and say, well, now we just don't believe that these things could be just exactly right, you adopt something else, trouble's on its road. Just remember that.
Yebo nomzane, lapho uJesu echiya inhlanganiso ukuthi baya mbeka eceleni yena futhi bathi kahle manje nje thina asikholwa ukuba lezi zinto zingabe nje siqondile kanye futhi lithathe okunye okuthile uhlupho lisendleleni yalo. Kukhumbule nje lokho.
Reminds me of a story of the Lord Jesus is found in the book of Luke. You know, when he was just a boy of about 12 years old, his people taken him, as the custom was each year, up to the feast of Pentecost.
Ngiyankhumbuza indaba yenkosi uJesu etholakala ebhukwini likaLuka. Uyazi lapho yena nje engumfana oleminyaka elithumi lambili ubudala, abantu bakhe bamthatha yena njengomkhuba mnyaka wonke ngale emkhosini wePentecost.
And while they were in the city of Jerusalem at the feast and having a good time, we find in the Bible that they went 3 days without him.
Futhi lapho bese semzini waseJerusalem emkhosini njalo besiba lesikhathi esihle, sithola eBhayibhelini ukuthi bahamba insuku ezintathu bengelaye yena.
And they thought, maybe just took it for granted, that Jesus must have been among some of their kin folks. Now we cannot do that. When they come to go through their kin folks to find out, he wasn't there.
Futhi ukuthi bona bacabanga mhlawumbe bakuthatha kalula nje ukuthi uJesu wayengaba phakathi kwezinye izihlobo zeduze. Manje angeke sikwenze lokho. Lapho sebebuya behamba phakathi kwezihlobo zabo ukuzodinga yena wayengekho.
And we can't take it for granted just because we're Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecost, and our backgrounds and our forefathers were great believers. We just take it well for granted Jesus is with us. We can't do that. We've got to be in contact with Him every day and every minute. Oh, I love that.
Futhi angeke sikuthathe kalula. Ngoba nje singama Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecost njalo lezi sekelo zethu futhi labo okhokho bethu babengamakholwa amakhulu sikuthathe nje yebo ke izinsuku kalula uJesu ulathi angeke sikwenze lokho kumele sibe ngabaxhumana laye insuku zonke futhi wonke umzuzu ongiyakuthanda lokho
I want what God is now. What my parents had, what my forefathers had is wonderful. But what they had is good. I think we're farther up the road.
Ngifuna lokho uNkulunkulu ayikho kathesi. Lokho abazali bami ababelakho, lokho okhokho bami ababelakho, kuyamangalisa. Kodwa lokho ababelakho kuhle, ngicabanga thina sesiphambile emgwaqweni.
Let's see what he is today. I don't want to look back and see what Mr. Moody did. Because we're farther up the road than Mr. Moody. The trouble of the church is we look back and say, well, let's see what Mr. John Wesley said, what some of the others said. That's the reason science is so farther in their field than religion, isn't it?
Asibone lokho yena ayikho lamhlanje. Angifuni ukukhangela emuva, bese ngibona lokho okwenziwa ngumnu umuthi, ngoba siphambili emgwaqweni kulomnu umuthi. Uhlupho lwamabandla ethu sikhangela emuva bese sithi kahle asiboneni ukuthi umnu John Wesley wathini ukuthi abanye babo bathini yiso isizathu iscience iphambili enkundleni yabo ukwedlula inkolo kweyayo
Here 300 years ago a French scientist proved that if you go the terrific speed of 35 miles an hour gravitation would take you off the earth You think science would refer back to that today? They're going 1900 miles an hour and still going on.
Lapha iminyaka engamakhulu amathathu edlulayo owe science umfrench wafakazela ukuthi nxa ungahamba ngesiqhubu esesabekayo amamayila ngamachuma amahlanu ngehola amandla okudonsela phansi aza kususa emhlabeni. Ucabanga ukuthi iscience ingakukhombela emuva kulokho lamhlanje bahamba amamayila angamakhulu alithumi lasifica munwe munye ngehola futhi lokho beqhubeka
They're pressing forward looking forward but we want to look back and see what Moody said Sankey said Finney said Knox Calvin some of those what they said was all right that was for their age but we're going on
bayafuqa besiya phambili bekhangela phambili kodwa thina sifuna ukukhangela emuva njalo sibone lokho umuthi akuchoyo usinki akuchoyo ufini akuchoyo unox ucalvin abanye balabo abakuchoyo buna kwakuqondile konke lokho kwakungokwesikhatsi sabo kodwa siyaqhubeka sihamba
My grandfather rode an ox cart I'm driving a Ford V8 my son will fly a jet plane that's where we're moving on That's what religion ought to be. The coming of the Lord is at hand. The church ought to be moving on into the powers.
Ubaba mkhulu wami wagada inqola yenkabi. Ngichayela i-Ford V8. Indodana yami izaphaphisa indizamtshina i-jet. Yikho siya phambili. Yikho okufuze kube yinkolo. Ukubuya kwenkosi sokusondele. Ibandla kumele libe selihamba emandleni alo.
Science can only climb so far and then it has to drop off. But we got untapped sources that's never been touched of the power unlimited of God that we ought to be moving into.
Science ingaqansa kangako futhi ke yona kufuze ikhithike iwe kodwa thina sile zinto ezingakabanjwa ezingakaze zithintwe okwamandla angela kulinganiswa kaNkulunkulu okumele thina Nga siyakuwo.
We are living a million miles under our privilege tonight. Of privileges of Christians to be enjoying. I feel ashamed of myself when I look out here and see the institutions and the sickness and the troubles that's going on right now.
Siphila isigidi zamamayila ngaphansi kwamathuba ethu ngalobu busuku okwamathuba okuthi nga amaKristu ayawakholisa. Ngizwa ngiyangeka lapho ngikhangela phandle lapha futhi ngibone izinhlanganiso njalo lemkhuhlane futhi lenhlupheko ezenzakala khona kathesi.
Our church ought to be walking the street, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils, doing signs and wonders, making the whole world realize that Jesus Christ lives. That's what we need to be doing.
Ibandla lethu kumele ngalihamba esitaladeni. Liselisa abagulayo, livusa abafileyo, liqosha amadimoni, lisenza izibonakaliso lezimanga, lisenza umhlaba wonke ubone ukuthi uJesu Kristu uyaphila. Yikho lokho okufuze sibe sikwenza.
Why do you say Mr. Moody never? Mr. Moody wasn't living in this day. That's right, we're living on the coming of the Lord. And we just took it for granted that he was with our kin folks. But the other day when a challenger challenged Mr. Graham, we found out that he wasn't among our kin folks.
Indaba wena uthi umnumuti, kazange umnumuti, wayengaphili kulolu suku. Yikho sibili, thina siphile kubuyeni kwenkosi, futhi sikuthethe kalula ukuthi yena wayele zihlobo zethu zeduze. Kodwa ngelinye ilanga, lapho umphikisi waphikisana lomnu Graham, sathola ukuthi yena wayengekho.
Where did they find him? Where did they find Jesus? Right where they left him. Where did they leave him? At the feast of Pentecost. Where did we leave Jesus? Where did the church? At the feast of Pentecost.
Bamthola ngaphi yena? Bamthola ngaphi uJesu? Khona lapha babemchiye khona yena. Babemchiye ngaphi yena? Emkhosini wePentecost. Thina simchiya ngaphi uJesu? Lamchiya ngaphi bandla? Emkhosini wePentecost.
When we get away from that old time Pentecostal power and the feast of Pentecost, we walk away from Jesus. That's exactly right, friend. We are living under our privileges. Yes, sir.
Lapho sisuka esikhathini samandla lawo amadala ePentecost. Lemkhosini wePentecost siyasuka kuJesu. Yikho sibili mngane, siphila ngaphansi kwamathuba ethu. Yebona umzana.
They left him at the feast of Pentecost, and there's the only place that Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterian, and Pentecostals will ever find him is go back where you left him at.
Bamchiya yena emkhosini wePentecost. Futhi yiyo kuphela indawo iMethodist, Baptist, Presbyterian lamaPentecost azafa mthola khona yena. Yikubuyela lapha amchiya khona yena.
Where is the joy of the Lord? Where is the power of the Lord? The church asks today, what happened to the God of history? He's waiting for his people to call him on the scene.
Ingaphi injabulo yePentecost? Angapha amandla enkosi? Ibandla liyabuza lamhlanje. Kuyini? Kuyini? Okwenzakalayo ngunkulunkulu wembali yena umelele abantu bakhe ukuthi bambizele enkundleni.
But we can't do it through denominations. We can't do it under psychology. We can't do it under arithmetic, or we can't do it with education.
Kodwa angeke sikwenze ngezinhlanganiso. Angeke sikwenze ngaphansi kokusebenzisa ingqondo. Angeke sikwenze ngaphansi kwesam gumbe angeke sikwenze ngemfundo.
We separate ourselves, divide ourselves. We are not divided. We are one person indeed in Christ Jesus. We are all one in Christ. And our denominations will never do it. As good as they are, they won't do it. Our education is the greatest hindrance the gospel ever had, is education.
Thina siyabandlululana ngokwethu. Sizehlukanisa ngokwethu. Thina kasihlukana. Thina singumuntu munye sibili kuKristu Jesu. Thina sonke simunye kuKristu. Futhi inhlanganiso zethu kazisoze zafa zakwenza. Zizinhle zinjalo kazisoze zikwenze. Imfundo yethu yisikhubekiso esikhulu. Ivangeli elake laba laso. Imfundo.
What we need is not education. We need the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost back in the church to demonstrate the power. Jesus never said go into all the world and teach.
Thina esifunayo ngayisiyo mfundo. Sifuna amandla lokubonakaliswa kukamoya ongcwele. Kuphenduke ebandleni ukuzibonakalisa amandla. UJesu kazange athi hambani emhlabeni wonke njalo njalo lifundise.
He never said go into all the world and he said go into all the world and preach the gospel. And the gospel is to demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost, the resurrection. We are still a million miles short and where we should be. Let us move forward. Let's go back where we left him at the Feast of Pentecost.
Gazange athi hambani emhlabeni wonke futhi lenze. Yena wathi hambani emhlabeni wonke lichumayele ivangeli. Futhi ivangeli yikubonakalisa amandla kamoya ongcwele ukuvuka kwabafileyo. Silokhu sisasilela ngamayila ayizigidi kulokho okumele sibe yikho. Kasihambeni siye phambili, asibuyeleni emuva lapho esamchiya khona yena emkhosini wePentecost.
Jesus said in John, I'll be the 15th chapter, he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Well now, if that vine put forth the first branch, and out of that branch wrote a book of Acts, the second branch will make another book of Acts.
Just what, Johane, ngiyakholwa isahluko 15. Yena wathi mina ngingumvini, lina lizingatsha. Kahle manje, nxa lowo mvini ukhipha ugatsha lokuqala, futhi kulolo gatsha kwalotshwa ibhuku lemsebenzi. Ugatsha lwesibili luzenza elinye ibhuku lemsebenzi.
The third branch will make another book of Acts. And every branch that comes out of that vine will be the same as the first branch was.
Ugatsha lwesithathu luza kwenza elinye ibhuku lemsebenzi. Futhi lonke ugatsha oluphuma kulowo mvini luzafana njengalokho okwakulugatsha lokuqala.
Now, you can draft. We know that. I've seen a citrus tree with about 8 different kinds of fruit on it. I've seen an orange tree putting grapefruits and lemons and everything else on it. But they were drafted in.
Manje unga umelela. Siyakwazi lokho. Ngibone isihlahla sohlobo lwemolenji. Silezithelo phose imihlobo ezificamunwembili ezihlukeneyo kuso. Ngibone isihlahla semolenji siletha ama grapefruit, lama lemon njalo lakho konke kukhona kuso kodwa zaziqunyelelwe phakathi.
That's what's the matter today. We've drafted in our ideas, drafted in our denominations. But if that tree ever puts forth another fruit vine itself, it'll be like the original was it went into it. Hallelujah.
Ilo uhlupho lamhlanje. Siqumelela imqondo yethu saqumelela phakathi inhlanganiso zethu kodwa nxa leso sihlahla singaletha esinye isithelo somvini ngokwaso siza kuba njengalezo ezaqala ezangena kuso. Hallelujah.
Oh, church will blend together, but we need the power of the original. We need the Holy Ghost, the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what he told us to do.
Oh, ibandla lizaqubana ndawonye. Kodwa sifuna amandla okuqala. Thina sifuna umoya ongcwele, amandla okuvuka kuka Jesu Kristu. Yikho azitshela yena ukuthi sikwenze.
I am the vine. Ye are the branches. If a grapevine puts forth a shoot and it comes out with pretty blue grapes, the next vine it brings out will have pretty blue grapes on it.
Mina ngingumvini, lina lizingatsha. Nxa umvini uhluma futhi uphume lamaglebisi aluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka amahla umvini olandelayo uthela uzaba lamaglebisi amahle aluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka kuwo.
If the first vine come out and they fell under the impact of the Holy Spirit and they did great miracles and signs and seal their testimony to a world, even many of them with their own testimony, with their blood they seal their testimony.
Nga umvini wakuqala waphuma futhi bawa ngaphansi kwamandla kamoya ongcwele futhi benza izimanga ezinkulu lezibonakaliso njalo baphawula ubufakazi babo emhlabeni loba labaneki babo ngobufakazi babo bona ngegazi labo baphawula ubufakazi babo.
They went through all kinds of perils and everything to bring the gospel. They suffered, they were beaten, they were punished. Must we be carried home to heaven on a fiery bed of ease while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? What do we expect to do? I must fight if I must reign. Increase my courage, Lord. Certainly.
Bona badlula kuyo yonke imihlobo yengozi lakho konke ukuletha ivangeli. Bona bahlupheka, bona bachaywa, bona bajeziswa. Singathwalwa yini thina siye ezulwini embhedeni olula olamaluba lapho abanye balwa ukuze bathole umvuzo futhi bagwedla elwandle olulegazi. Sikhangelele ukwenzani? Mina kufuze ngilwe nxa ngimele ngibuse. Ngezelela isibindi sami Nkosi, qiniso.
We don't need a new denomination. We don't need a new church building. What we need today is an old-time, backwoods, sky-blue, sin-killing Pentecostal revival that was born at Pentecost and back into the church again. The power of the Holy Ghost again to bring Jesus on the scene.
Tina sifuna I. Tina kasifuni inhlanganiso entsha. Tina kasifuni isakhiwo esitsha sebandla. Esikufunayo thina lamhlanje imvuselelo yePentecost yesikhathi sakudala semaphandleni eluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka ebulala isono eyazalwa ePentecost futhi isiphendukile ebandleni njalo amandla kamoya ongcwele njalo ukuletha uJesu enkundleni.
The God of history always rises on the scene in a crucial moment. We need it. That's what's the matter with our church today. We're getting too far back. We're falling into the fashions of the world. And gradually, year by year, it begins to die a little and wither away.
Unkulunkulu wembali, uhlezi evuka enkundleni ngesikhathi esiqakathekileyo. Thina siyakufuna lokho. Yilo uhlupho ngebandla lethu namhlanje. Thina sesibuyela emuva khatshana kakhulu. Thina sesiwela emicecweni yomhlaba futhi mbijana mbijana umnyaka ngomnyaka kuqala ukufa kancane njalo kubune.
It's pruning time pretty soon. God will cut it back as sure as I'm standing this pulpit. God will cut her back to make her bear fruit. He'll cut the works of the world out of it one of these days. Such a disgrace the way the church has carried on under the name of religion.
Isikhathi sokuthena masinyazane. UNkulunkulu uzaquma ngeqiniso njengoba ngimi kuliphuphithi. UNkulunkulu uzamquma ukumenza athele isithelo. Yena uzaquma imisebenzi yomhlaba iphume kuye ngezinye zensuku lezi. Ihlazo elinjengalelo, indlela ibandla eliqhubeka ngayo ngaphansi kwebizo lenkulu.
And we find out when Jesus left, death set in. When Jesus leaves our church, the power of the Holy Spirit leaves our church, it begins to dwindle and die. And after a while, there's nothing more to it. Now, when Jesus left, death set in. Oh, what a sad time it was.
Futhi sithola ukuthi lapho uJesu esukile, ukufa kwangena. Lapho uJesu echiya ibandla lethu, amandla kamoya ongcwele echiya ibandla lethu. Liqala ukuncipha futhi life futhi ngemva kwesikhatshana akulalutho ngitsho kulo. Manje lapho uJesu esukile ukufa kwangena. Oh, kwakuyisikhathi sokudana esinjani.
And notice they wandered around and they sent for Jesus, but he didn't come. They sent for him again and he didn't come, but he knew what he was going to do.
Futhi nanzelela bona babhotabhota futhi bathumela kuJesu kodwa yena akazange abuye. Bona bathumela kuye futhi yena akazange abuye kodwa yena wayekwazi lokho yena ayeza kwenza.
He knows tonight what he's going to do. It's not lost with him. He knows exactly what he's fixing to do. He's going to raise a people up just as certain as I'm standing this pulpit. He'll raise a people for his name's sake out of the Gentile generation. He'll do it.
Yena uyazi kulobo busuku lokho yena aza kwenza. Akulahlekanga ngakuye. Yena uyakwazi khona sibili yena lokho afuna ukukwenza. Yena uza kuvusa abantu njengoba ngileqiniso ngimi kuliphuphithi. Yena uzavusa abantu ngenxa yebizo lakhe esizukulwaneni sabezizweni. Yena uza kwenza.
The Jews' times right at hand now. And the Gentiles are ending out because they just went on out. They're rejecting Christ. They're rejecting their signs. They're rejecting everything that's called godly and branded as some kind of telepathy or devil power. And do
isikhathi samaJuda sesondele manje futhi esabezizweni sesiphela ngoba bona nje baphumile bahamba bayala uKristu bayala izibonakaliso zabo bayala konke okuthiwa ubuNkulunkulu futhi bakubize khona njengomhlobo wokufunda ingqondo othile kumbe amandla amadimoni futhi benze
they're blaspheming the Holy Ghost and sealing themselves away from God. And God will take that minority after a while and raise it up into a powerful church and then turn the Spirit to the Jews and take the Gentile church home. Exactly right. She's in the making now. Well, we're at the end time nearly.
Bona bayahlambaza umoya ongcwele. Futhi bayaziphawula besuke kuNkulunkulu. Futhi uNkulunkulu uzathatha labo abalutshwana ngemva kwesikhatshana. Futhi alivuse libe libandle lilamandla. Futhi ke abe sebahambisa umoya kubaJuda futhi ase ibandla labezizwe ekhaya yikho kanye yena yenziwa manje yebo ke sisesikhathini sokucina manje phose
Jesus he knew and after a while he said our friend Lazarus sleepeth while the disciples thought he was taking a little rest he said well if he's asleep he's doing very well
uJesu wayesazi yena futhi ngemva kwesikhatshana yena wathi umngane wethu Lazaro ulele ngana abafundi bacabanga ukuthi wayephumula kancane yena wathi yebo nqa elele wenza kahle
well he said in his their words so that they would understand said he's dead and for your sake I'm glad I wasn't there see for your sake I'm glad I wasn't there because they've been asking to heal the healing
kulungile yena wathi ngawakhe amazwi abu ukuze ukuthi bazwisise wathi yena ufile futhi ngenxa yenu ngiyathokoza mina bengingekho uyabo ngenxa yenu ngiyathokoza bengingekho mina ngoba ba bezabe bemcela ukuthi yena ukumsilisa
But he knew he couldn't do it because the vision was yet, after those 4 days, he knew that was the time the Father told him. How beautifully saith the grave, Father, I thank thee, as I was already heard, but I just say it for these that stands by. He already knew what he was going to do. He said, I'll go waking.
Kodwa yena wazi wayengeka kwenze yena, ngoba umbono wawungaka. Ngemva kwamalanga amane, wazi yena ukuthi kwakuyisikhathi ubaba ayemtshele sona yena kuhle njani yena wathi ethuneni baba mina ngiyakubonga wena wena usuzwile kudala kodwa nje ngikutsho ngenxa yalabo abami lapha uyabo yena wayekwazi lokho aza kwenza yena yena wathi mina ngizakuya mvusa
Now I can imagine that little home was really broken up the breadwinner gone sadness Oh, it's wonderful when you got a sad home or a sad heart, and then Jesus appears all at once, isn't it?
Manje ngiyacabangela lelo khaya elincinyane laliphukile sibidli. Owondlayo sehambile ukudana okuyamangalisa. Lapho ulekhaya elidanileyo kumbe inhliziyo edanileyo futhi khonapho uJesu abonakale akunjalo yini.
I can imagine seeing Martha, a beautiful little woman with a black veil over her face and little Mary and them holding one another saying, what will we do? Papa and Mama's gone and our precious brother.
Ngiyacabangela ngibona uMaritha owesifazane omncinyane omuhle embetha iveyili elimnyama ebusweni bakhe lo Maria omncinyane futhi bonke bebambene besithi kuyini esiza kwenza. Ubaba lo mama sebafa lo mfowethu oligugu.
Now we have left the church and we're excommunicated from them and come out to follow Jesus of Nazareth and he's pulled away and left us somewhere.
Manje sichiye ibandla futhi sesixotshiwe phakathi kwabo njalo saphuma salandela uJesu weNazareth futhi yena waphuma njalo wasichiya kwenye indawo.
I can hear a critic come out and say, hey, where's that divine healer, that prophet of Galilee? Where's he at now? See? When it really comes to time for him to do something, he's gone. There it is.
Ngizwe umcothozi esiza njalo esithi, yebo ungaphi lo msilisi kaNkulunkulu, umprofeti weGalile, ungaphi yena manje, bona, lapho kuyisikhathi sokuthi yena enze ulutho, kakho yena, nanku khona ke.
See, God just loves to do that, just let people show what they are, just trying them to see what they really are. He gives them a blessing, he appears, shows himself, introduces himself to the people just to see what kind of a reaction they'll take, just to see what they'll do about it.
Bona, uNkulunkulu uyathanda nje ukwenza lokho, ukwekela abantu nje, ukuyekela abantu batshengise ukuthi bayini, yeah. Ukubona nje ukuthi bona bayini sibili. Uyabapha isibusiso yena, uyabonakala yena, azibonakalise yena, azazise yena ebantwini, ukuthi abone nje uhlobo lokusabela abazalwenza. Ukubona nje ukuthi baza kwenzani ngakho.
Now, we find that after a few days, 4 days, poor Lazarus was dead, they buried him. Second day, third day, fourth day. Now anyone knows corruption sets in after 3 days. The nose falls in on the face first.
Manje, siyathola lapho. Ngemva kwensuku ezilutshwane, insuku ezine, uLazaro uhawulayo. Wayesefile, bamngcwaba. Ilanga lesibili, ilanga lesithathu, ilanga lesine. Manje lo bangubani, uyakwazi ukubula kuqala ngemva kwamalanga amathathu. Amakhala ayawela phakathi ebusweni kuqala.
And then corruption sets in, the skin worms begins to eat the body. They laid him in the ground, put a big rock over the top of the cave where they had him. And every once in a while the young girls would go out and kneel down at the grave and cry.
Futhi ke ukubula kube sekungena izibungu zejwabu ziqala ukudla umzimba. Bambeke emhlabathini. Bafaka idwala elikhulu phezu kobhalu lapho abamfaka khona. Futhi kanye ngesikhatshana amankazana amatsha babehamba phandle futhi beguqe ethuneni futhi bakhale.
After a while, the news got around. Jesus has come. We've seen him moving into the city. Oh, that little Martha that had been so seemingly so dilatory about it, she proved then what she was made out of. Here she comes. She's coming on her road then, run out seeking.
Futhi ngemva kwesikhatshana, indaba zaphoda. UJesu sebuyile. Simbonile yena ehamba engena edolobheni. Oh, lowo Marito omncinyane, obekade sengathi kungathi uyaphuza kakhulu ngakho. Wafakazela lapho ukuthi wenziwa ngani. Nangesiza, uza endleleni yakhe, lapho egijima edinga.
I can hear some of them along the road say, well, I guess you're satisfied now that your religion was false. She just ignored him and went on. Passed right on by all the critics. She went down till she seen him, maybe sitting down at the street corner.
Ngizwe abanye babo endleleni besithi, yebo ngicabanga usuthekile khona manje ukuthi inkolo yakho ibingeyamanga. Kabanakanga nje bona njalo, waqhubeka ehamba ebedlula khona. Bonke abacothozayo wahamba wehla waze wambona yena mhlawumbe ehlezi phansi ejikweni lesitrata.
Now it's seemingly she might have had a right to upbraid him and speak evil to him. Why she didn't run up and say, Looky here, you're supposed to be a prophet, a man of God.
Manje khona kwakungani kumele kungabe wayelalo ilungelo lokumpopotela yena futhi akhulume kubi kuye. Ngani kazange agijime futhi esithi, khangela la wena kumele ube ngomprofeti umuntu kaNkulunkulu.
Why didn't you come when we called you? Why, we're the life and stock of the town now. We come out of our church to follow you. Seemed like she had a right. But you know, just like I preached on the lamb and dove, if we're a lamb forfeits every right he's got.
Indaba ungabuyanga. Wena lapho, thina sikubizile wena. Ngani, kathesi, sesiyinhlekisa yedolobha. Lonke manje, thina saphuma ebandleni lethu ukukulandela wena. Kwakungani wayelalo ilungelo. Kodwa uyazi, njengokuba nga chumayela nge iwundlu lechuba. Nga sili wundlu, iwundlu linigela lonke ilungelo elilalo.
It's exactly right. You ain't got nothing but wool, so he has to forfeit that. And you forfeit every right that you've got to serve God. That's exactly right.
Iko khona kanye. Kayila okunye ngaphandle kochinda. Ngakho kumele inikele lokho. Futhi wena, unikela lonke ilungelo olalo. Ukuze ukhonze uNkulunkulu. Yikho khona kanye.
I was getting there at the women about the way they're wearing these little old clothes, you know, and they said, well, we're Americans. We can do what we want to. I said, that's exactly right. But if you're a lamb, you'll forfeit your rights. Smoking cigarettes and carrying on like that, that's the worst thing a woman ever done. It's exactly right.
Bengikhalimela abesifazane ngendlela abaqoka ngayo. Lezi mpahla ezincane ezindala uyazi futhi bathi, yebo thina singabe melika. Singenza loba yini esifuna ukukwenza. Ngathi lokho yikho kanye. Kodwa nxa uliwundlu, uza kunikela amalungelo akho. Ukubhema igwayi lokuqhubeka nje ngakhonoko. Into embi eyake yenziwa ngowesifazane. Lokho yikho kanye.
A lady said to me not long ago, talking to you, said, but Brother Branham, they don't make no other kind of clothes. I said, but they still make sewing machines and sell goods. There's no excuse for it all. Exactly right.
Ini nalathi kimi, esikhathini esingeside sedluleyo. Ekhuluma lami wathi, kodwa mfowethu Branham, kaba sathunga olunye uhlobo lwempahla. Ngathi kodwa lokhu besenza imitshina yokuthunga futhi bathengisa la malembu. Akula kulandula ngakho la kancane. Lokho yikho kanye.
Remember, someday you may be pure here to your husband, but you'll answer for adultery for it. This is certain, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart.
Kumbula kwelinye ilanga, ungabe umsulwa endodeni yakho. Lapha, kodwa uza kuphendulela ukuphika ngakho. Ngeqiniso nje, loba ngubani okhangela owesifazana ukumkhanuka usehle waphinga laye kudala enhlizweni yakhe.
What's the matter with the Pentecostal women today is what I'm wondering. How you have got away from the old hewing line, how your mothers used to wear long hair, and today the Pentecost women paint up like a bunch of Mardi Gras and cut their hair and wear the little short clothes like that.
Kuyini uhlupho ngabesifazane bePentecost namhlanje. Yikho engimangalayo ukuthela isuke kanjani emzileni omdala okulunga. Ukuthi omama benu babelinwele ezinde njani futhi lamhlanje abafazi bePentecost bapenda njengamaqembu lika Mardi Gras futhi baqume inwele zabo futhi bagqoke impahla ezincane ezindala ezimfitshane njengalokho.
Just like the rest of the week, get out and mow the yard in the afternoon when man's coming by. Do you realize, woman, that you're going to have to answer for committing adultery with that man?
Njengendlela yonke uphume phandle njalo ucente iguma emini lapho amadoda esiza uyananzelela mfazi ukuthi kuzamele uziphendulele ukwenza ukuphinga lalawo madoda.
You present yourself to them for that purpose. It's an evil spirit on the church and the people and they don't know it. Blind and don't know it. The truth.
Wena uzethule kube ngokwenjongo leyo kumoya omubi osebandleni lebantwini. Njalo bona kabakwazi khonoko iziphofu futhi kabakwazi liqiniso lelo.
Maybe you might say I haven't got a right to say that as an evangelist. Well, I have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's all I can say. You know, if I meet your judgment, then I won't have to have your blood on my hands.
Mhlawumbe ungathi angilali ilungelo lokutsho lokho njengomvangeli. Hayi ke mina kumele ngilandele ukuhola kukamoya ongcwele. Yikho kuphela engingakutsho. Wena nxa ngihlangana lawe ekwahlulelweni ngakho akumelanga ngibe legazi lakho ezandleni zami.
Get away from every bit of the ground that looks like Satan. Stay away from it. Get come. I don't care how many television stars you're not here a television star. You're a daughter of God.
Suka kuyo yonke ingxenye yenkundla ekhangeleka njengoSathane. Hlala khatshana lakho. Suka kukho khona. Angilandaba bangaka badumileyo betelevision. Wena kawusuke lapha odumileyo wethelevishini uyintodakazi kaNkulunkulu.
Preaching the pastor's church the other morning about an old slave, time they're selling slaves long ago. And they used to come by and buy them on the auction.
Ngachumayela ebandleni likamfundisi ngeyinye ikuseni ngesigqila esidala ngesikhathi sakudala bathengisa isigqili futhi babejwayele ukubuya futhi bazithenge e-auction.
And the people were weeping, crying because their homeland, they never go back no more, and they had to whip them. And they'd buy them just like you'd buy an automobile, just for anything, the prices, and selling them human beings.
Foot abantu, babe bayalila bekhala ngoba ekhaya labo, pinde babuyele futhi. Futhi babe bachaya bona, futhi babe bathenga njenganxa bethenga imoto, ngaloba yini nje intengo, futhi bethengise labo bantu.
And one day a buyer come by a broker to a big foundation, a big plantation rather, and he said, "How many slaves you got for sale?" I said, "Well, I got some to swap."
Futhi ngelinye ilanga, othenga weza, othenga ethengisela omunye wenkulu inhla insimu enkulu. Ngizama ukutsho futhi yena wathi, "Zingaki isigqili olazo osithengisayo?" Wathi, "Yebo ke ngilezinye ezoku tshintshisa."
They try to get him big, take them mothers, fathers. If the woman he had married was a little weakly woman, take these big healthy men and breed them to, like horses and animals. Never was right. God made man. Man made slaves. Not right to begin with. Never. God don't intend any man to be a slave. No, sir. And no, watch what's taking place.
Babe zama ukuba tata bona. Abakulu. Be tata bonabo. Omama obaba. Nga umfazi oyemt. Tete wayengowesifazane omncane obuthakathaka. Babe bathatha lawo madoda amakhulu aphilileyo futhi babazalisanise uku njengamabhiza lenyamazana kakukaze kube kulungile. UNkulunkulu wenza umuntu, umuntu wenza isiqili kakuqondanga vele. Ngitsho uNkulunkulu kajonganga loba nguphi umuntu ukuthi abe yisiqili, hajini umzane futhi akula khangela okwenzakalayo.
Then in the midst of all that, this fellow said, "Well, I'd like to buy some." He noticed one young fellow there. They didn't have to whip him. His chin was up, head up, just like a real gentleman walking around.
Ngakho ke phakathi kwakho konke lokho, lundoda wathi, "Yebo ke ngizathanda ukuthenga abanye babo." Wananzelela enye insizwa lapho. Ngakudingekanga ukuba bamchaye. Isilevu sakhe sasiphezulu. Ephakamise ikhanda njengonumzana oqotho ehamba hamba.
And that broker said, "I'd like to buy him." He said, "But he's not for sale." He said, "Well, why?" Said, "Is he the boss?" He said, "He's a slave." Well, said, "Why? Do you feed him better than you do the rest of them?" He said, "No, he eats out there in the galley with the rest of them. He's a slave."
Futhi lo othenga ethengisela abanye wathi, "Ngingathanda ukumthenga." Yena wathi, "Kodwa kathengiswa." Yena wathi, "Yebo ke indaba." Wathi, "Ungomkhulu wabo bonke yini?" Yena wathi, "Ngitsho uyisigqili." Kulungile wathi, "Indaba, umupha ukudla okwedlula abanye bonke yini?" Yena wathi, "Hatch, udla emkholweni phandle le labanye bonke. Uyisigqili yena."
So what makes him so much different in the rest of them? And the boss said, "I wondered that myself for a long time, but one day I found out. Over in the homeland, his father is a king of the tribe. And though he's an alien away from home, he still knows he's a king's son and he conducts himself like one."
What? Kuyini okumenza ahluke kangako kulabanye? Futhi ubasi wathi, "Ngamangala ngokwami okwesikhathi esithi, kodwa ngelinye ilanga ngabakwazi phesheya kibo. Uyise uyinkosi yesizwe, futhi loba engumfokazi khatshana lekhaya. Uloko esazi ukuthi uyindodana yenkosi njalo uziphatha njengayo."
If an African native could realize that his father is a king, and over here an alien in a strange land can still know that across the sea he's a king's son, how ought women and men conduct themselves when your sons and daughters of God act like it? Certainly conduct yourselves, clean up yourselves, and act like sons and daughters of God. Wonder what a condition.
Nga lokho nga odabuka eAfrika engananzelela ukuthi ubaba wakhe uyinkosi futhi phesheya ngapha ngumfokazi ezweni lezihambi. Lokho ekwazi ukuthi ngaphesheya kolwandle uyindodana yenkosi kumele abafazi lamadoda baziphathe njani ngokwabo lapho lingamadodana lamadodakazi kaNkulunkulu. Ziphathe njengakho, qiniso ziphathe ngokwenu, lizihlanze ngokwenu futhi liziphathe njengamadodana lamadodakazi kaNkulunkulu. Akumangalisi isimo bani.
Here we are. Oh, little Martha come running out. She looked like she had a way to have said something against him. Why didn't you come to my brother? Look what we've done for you, and you let us down.
Nanko silap, o umarito mncinyane, waphume gijima. Kwakungani? Wayele ndlela yokutsho ulutho phezu kwakhe. Kungani ungabuyanga kumfo wethu? Khangela lokho esikwenzele khona wena, futhi wena usilahlisile.
What if she had said that, the story never would have finished the way it did. Master, it's the way you approach a divine gift of God. If God sends a gift, you've got to approach it right if you ever expect to get anything from it. You've got to approach it right. And Martha knew that.
Hayike, nxa wayengabe watsho njalo, indaba yayingeke iphele ngendlela eyaphela ngayo. Hathina umzane, indlela obuya ngayo kusipho saphezulu sikaNkulunkulu. Nxa uNkulunkulu ethumela isipho kumele ubuye kuso kuhle. Nxa ukhangelela ukuzuza ulutho kuso, kumele ubuye kuhle kuso. Futhi uMarita wakwazi lokho.
She'd probably read about the Shunammite woman and her baby, and she, if that Shunammite woman knew that God was in Elijah, how much more was he in Jesus?
Mhlawumbe wayebalile ngomfazi waseShunemi losane lwakhe, futhi nxa lowo mfazi weShunemi wazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayeku-Elijah, yena wayekuJesu kakhulu kangakanani.
Sure, so she went up with the right approach. She ran up and fell down at his feet. I like that. Fell down at his feet and said, Lord, that's his right title. That's what he was. He was her Lord. Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not have died.
Qiniso, ngakho wahamba ngendlela eqondileyo. Wagijima futhi wawela phansi ezinyaweni zakhe. Ngiyakuthanda lokho. Wawela phansi ezinyaweni zakhe. Njalo wathi, Nkosi, libizo lakhe eliqondileyo yikho ayeyikho yena. Yena wayeyinkosi yakhe. Nkosi, aluba ube ula umfowethu ngabe engafaka.
Oh, I could just imagine seeing his great heart as he looked at that beautiful woman, the tears running down her cheeks, said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died.
Oh, mina, oh, ngiyafanisela nje, ngibone inhliziyo yakhe enkulu lapho yena ekhangela lo mfazi omuhle inyembezi sihlengezela esihlathini sakhe. Wathi inkosi aluba wena ube ula umfowethu ngabe kafaka.
Watch what she said. But even now, Lord, though he's dead, though the skin worms is crawling through his body, even now, Lord, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you.
Khangela ukuthi wathini. Kodwa loba kathesi, inkosi loba efile, loba izibungu zejwabu zinwabuzela emzimbeni wakhe. Loba manje, Nkosi, loba yini oyicela wena kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uyakupha wena.
Oh, that's the secret. You might say I've seen through every hospital, the doctor says I'm going to die, but even now, Lord, I'm all crippled up with arthritis, I can't move, but even now, Lord.
Oh, yiyo imfihlo. Ungathi ngidingile kuzo zonke izibhedlela. Udokotela uthi ngizakufa. Kodwa loba manje Nkosi, mina ngigogekile yonke indawo ngesifo samathambo, ngangikwanisi ukuhamba, kodwa loba manje Nkosi.
That little baby had a water head that big around last night. There's nothing he can do to spread on out and burst his little head and die. But even now, Lord, he's still the same God. He's still the same Lord. Even now, Lord. And he's sitting at the right hand of God Almighty, making intercessions upon the things that we claim that he's done for us.
Lolo sana olincinyane, obe lulamanze kanda. Lilikhulu kangako ebusuku bayizulu. Akulanto ongayenza. Kuza qela kuthutshe futhi kudubule ikhanda lakho elincane. Njalo kufe. Kodwa loba manje Nkosi. Yena lokho enguNkulunkulu ofanayo. yena lokhu eyinkosi efanayo loba manje nkosi futhi yena uhleze sandleni sokudla sikaNkulunkulu uSomandla esinqusela phezu kwezinto esithi thina usenzela zona yena.
Now I really feel religious. Sure do. You're going to call me a holy roller anyhow, so you might as well get started and get it over with. So, yes, sir. Even now, Lord, whatever you ask God, God will do it.
Manje ngizwa ngikholekile sibili. Ngeqiniso kunjalo, uzangibiza ukuthi ngingumgiqiki ongcwele kungenani ngakho. Ungahle uqale futhi uqede. Ngakho yebona umzana, loba manje Nkosi, loba yini wena oyicela uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uzakwenza.
Ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it, Jesus said. Even now, Lord, whatever you ask, God will give it to you. Oh, that must have turned in his great heart.
Cela ubaba loba yini ebizweni lami, mina ngizakwenza uJesu wacho. Loba manje Nkosi, loba yini wena oyicelileyo, uNkulunkulu yakupha khona wena. Oh, lokho kungabe kwanyakazisa inhliziyo yakhe enkulu.
He said, thy brother shall live again. She said, yea, Lord. He'll live. He was a good boy. He'll come forth in the general resurrection at the last day. Them Jews believed in the general resurrection. He'll come forth in the resurrection of the last days.
Yea, now what? Umfowenu uzakuphila njalo. What yebo Nkosi? Uzakuphila. Wayengumfana olungileyo. Uzakuvuka ekuvikeni kwabantu bonke jikelele ngosuku lokugcina. Bona. AbaJuda babekholwa ekuvukeni kwabantu bonke jikelele. Uzavuka ekuvukeni kwensuku zokucina.
Look at him, he pulled his little self together. He said, I am the resurrection life. Oh my, there never was a man who could say that before. There never will be one afterwards can say it. He's the only one that can say it. I am the resurrection life, saith the Lord.
Mkhangele yena. Yena waziqoqa ndawonye ngobuncinyane bakhe. Yena wathi, mina ngiyikuvuka lokuphila. O mina, kwakungazake kube khona umuntu owake watsho njalo kuqala. Ngasoze waba khona langemva kwakho. Oza kutsho khonokho. Yena nguye yedwa ongakutsho. Mina ngiyikuvuka lokuphila. Itsho inkosi.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said, yea, Lord. Oh, she knows something's fixed to happen. Has to be.
Lo okholwa kimi, loba efile, uzakuphila. Futhi wonke ophilayo, njalo ekholwa kimi kasoze afe. Uyakukholwa lokho na? Wathi yebo Nkosi, wakwazi kwasekuza kwenzeka. Enye into, kumele.
When faith from an honest heart meets God, them cogs just comes together like that. Something has to take place. I challenge this audience tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your faith connect with God like that. In a few minutes, we'll have another Pentecost.
Lapho ukholo oluvela enhlizweni ethembekileyo luhlangana loNkulunkulu. Lawo magiya ayahlangana njalo nje. Enye into kumele yenzakale. Ngipha inqobe lumbuthano kulobu busuku ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu. Yekela ukholo lwakho luxhumane loNkulunkulu kanjalo emzuzwaneni sizaba leyinye iPentecost.
There'll be such a revival breaking this town, there wouldn't be enough cops in the country to keep them down. That's right. There'll be a real revival.
Kuyakuba le mvuselelo ezakuqhamuka kuleli dolobho. Akusoze kube la mapolisi eneleyo ezweni okubathulisa yikho kanye.
Even now, Lord. Well, Lord, we've done call off in this, we've did this and did that. I don't care what you've done. Even now, Lord, he's waiting for you to call on him. Believest thou this? Sure. Yes, sir. Even now, whatever you ask him.
Loba manje, Nkosi. Hayike. Nkosi. Tina. Sesiphumile ngalokho. Tina senza lokho. Futhi senza lokho. Mina angilandaba lokuthi wenzeni. Loba manje Nkosi, yena umelele wena ukuthi umbize yena. Yena uyakukhola lokho na? Qiniso, yebona umzana, loba manje loba yini wena okucelayo kuye.
Where have you laid him? Now he goes down to the grave. He was man enough to cry. He was God enough to raise the dead.
Limbeke ngapi manje wahamba yena ethuneni wayengumuntu oyeneleyo ukuthi akhale yena wayengonkulunkulu oyeneleyo ukuthi avusa abafileyo.
Here some time ago a woman that belongs to a certain group of people, I never make it a habit to make it about denominations, but this woman, they do not believe that Jesus was divine. They said he was just a prophet.
Lapha isikhathi sedluleyo owesifazana olilunga liqembe elithile labantu mina kangifuni kujwayela ukukhuluma ngenhlangano kodwa lomfazi bona kabakholwa ukuthi uJesu wayengonkulunkulu bathi bona yena wayengumprofethi nje.
Now he was, if he is just a prophet, we're all in sin. He was either God, nothing less than God, or the biggest deceiver the world ever had. That's right. He was more than a man.
Manje yena wayenguye. Nga wayengumprofethi nje sonke sisesonweni. Yena kwayikuyikuba ungunkulunkulu. Engekho la kancane phansi kukaNkulunkulu. Kumbe wayengukhohliso omkhulu umhlaba owake wabalawo. Yikho kanje yena wayesedlula umuntu.
She said he wasn't divine. There's so much of that in the social gospel today, trying to make Jesus Christ a prophet. Why, he was a God of the prophets. Sure he was.
Wathi yena wayengayisiyo uNkulunkulu. Kulokunenga okwalokho kuleli ivangeli lenhlaliswano yabantu lamhlanje ukuzama ukwenza uJesu Kristu ongumprofethi. Yindaba yena wayengunkulunkulu wabaprofethi. Qiniso yena wayelilokhu.
She said, I'll prove it to you by your Bible. He was just a man. I said, you do it. And she said, when he went to the grave of Lazarus, the Bible said he wept. He had to be mortal or he couldn't weep.
Wathi ngiza kufakazela wena ngeBhayibheli lakho. Yena wayengumuntu nje. Ngathi kwenze khona. Futhi wathi, lapho yena esethuneni likaLazaro, iBhayibheli lathi yena wakhala. Kwakumele yena abe ngobhubhayo kungenjalo. Yena wayengeka khali.
I said, lady, is that your scripture? I don't mean to be sacrilegious here to say this, but I'll tell you what I told her. She said, that's it. I said, that statement is weaker than the broth made out of a shad of a chicken that starved to death. I said, well, you haven't got one thing to stand on.
Ngathi mfazi, yiwo umbhalo wakho lo. Angitsho ukuba ngohlambazayo lapha ngokutsho lokho. Kodwa ngizalitshela lokho engamtshela khona. Wathi yikho lokho. Ngathi leso sitsho sibuthakathaka kulo msopho owenziwe ngesithunzi senkukhu obulewe yindlala. Ngathi, yeboke, wena, awulanto eyodwa yokuma kuyo.
She said, why he wept, that showed he was mortal. I said he was both mortal and immortal. He was God in flesh. She said, oh, nonsense.
What indaba yena wakhala? Loko kwatshengisa yena wayengobhubhayo. Ngathi yena wayeyikho kokubili. Obhubhayo longabhubhiyo. Yena wayengunkulunkulu enyameni. What oh ngamanyala.
I said he went to the grave weeping, that's true enough. But when he straightened his little self up, the Bible said there wasn't much to look upon him. No beauty we should desire him. But when he threw them little shoulders back and said, Lazarus, come forth. And a man had been dead 4 days and rotten in the grave. He came forth. That was more than a man. Show me the man can do it.
Ngathi yena, wahamba thunene khala. Lelo liqiniso elaneleyo. Kodwa lapho yena selula ubuncinyane bakhe. IBhayibheli kwakungela okunenge okukhangela kuye. Kungela buhle thina singabufuna kuye. Kodwa lapho yena ephosa emuva lawa amahlombe amancinyane futhi wathi Lazaro phuma futhi umuntu obefile insuku ezine njalo esebolile thuneni waphuma lokhu kwakusedlula umuntu. Ngitshengisa umuntu ongakwenza khona.
What was it? Corruption knew its master. Life knew its creator. Something had to happen. He spoke. And a man that was dead and in the grave for 4 days, raised again, stood on his feet and lived. Hallelujah.
Kwakuyikuyini lokho. Ukubula kwayazi inkosi yayo. Impilo yazi umdali wayo. Kwakumele kwenzakale enye into. Yena wakhuluma futhi umuntu obefile insuku ezine njalo esethuneni okwamalanga amane wavuka futhi wemangeza kinyawo futhi waphila. Hallelujah.
That was God in his son. Yes, sir. That was God making himself known through his son. That was God speaking, not a man.
Lo kwakunguNkulunkulu esendodaneni yakhe. Yebo nomzane, lo kwakunguNkulunkulu ezazisa ngokwakhe ngaye indodana. Lo kwakunguNkulunkulu ekhuluma hayi umuntu.
He was a man when he looked around that tree that day for something to eat. That was a man. But when he took 5 biscuits and 2 fish and fed 5,000, that was more than a man. That was God feeding that man. It was more than a prophet. More than a man, he was the God man.
Yena wayengumuntu lapho yena ekhangela ebhoda kuleso sihlahla lolo suku efuna okunye okokudla lo kwakungumuntu kodwa kwathi yena ethatha amabhiskiti amahlanu lenhlanzi ezimbili futhi wanika inkulungwane ezinhlanu lo wayesedlula umuntu kwakunguNkulunkulu lo ebadlisa bona lapho. Yena wayesedlula umprofeti, esedlula umuntu, yena wayengunkulunkulu muntu.
Sure, he laid on the back of that little boat that night, and the seas roared, bouncing like a bottle stopper out there in that mighty sea, when 10,000 devils of the sea swore they'd drown him that night.
Iqiniso, walala yena emuva kwaleso skepo ebusuku lobo, futhi ulwandle luphonga, njalo luseqa. Njengesivalo sembodlela esincane siphandle ngale elwandle olulamandla lapho inkulungwane ezilithumi zamadimoni elwandle zifunga ukuthi zizamgalulisa yena ebusuku lobo.
He was a man weak and tired from praying for the sick, laying back there and the wind didn't even disturb him. He was a man when he was asleep. But when he woke up, put his foot upon the rail of the boat, looked up and said, "Peace, be still," and the winds and the waves obeyed him. That was more than a man. That was God in man making himself known. That's right.
Yena wayengumuntu ebuthakathaka njalo ediniwe ngokukhulekela bakulayo elele emvale futhi lo moya kawuzange uphambanise yena. Yena wayengumuntu lapho yena elele kodwa lapho evuka yena wabeka unyawo lwakhe phezu kwenet lescape wakhangela phezulu futhi wathi ukuthula akube khona futhi imimoya lamakhakhasi kwamlalela yena lokhu kwakho sedlula umuntu lokhu kwakunguNkulunkulu emuntwini ezazisa ngokwakhe yikho kanye.
He was a man at the cross when he cried for mercy, when he cried said I thirst, that was a man. When he died, he was a man. But on Easter morning, when he broke the seals of death, hell, and the grave, and rose again, he was more than a man. God made manifest.
Yena wayengumuntu esiphambanweni lapho yena ekhalela umusa lapho yena ekhala futhi esithi mina ngomile lo kwakungumuntu lapho yena esifa wayengumuntu yena. Kodwa ngepasika ekuseni lapho esaphula yena impawu zokufa zesihogo lethuna futhi wavuka njalo yena wayesedlula umuntu kwakunguNkulunkulu ebonakalisiwe.
No one of the poets said living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever, someday he's coming, oh glorious day.
Akumangalisi imbongi yathi ephila yena wangithanda esifa yena wangisindisa encwatshwa yena wathwalela khathani izono zami evuka yena wangilungisisa kungelambadalo laphakade ngelinye ilanga yena uyeza o usuku lwenkazimulo.
He said because I live you live also. Believest thou this? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believest thou this? I believe the Holy Ghost is right here now. Believest thou this? I believe he'll fill us with his presence. Believest thou this?
Yena wathi, ngoba mina ngiyaphila, liza phila lan, uyakukholwa lokhu na? Yena ungofa nayo izolo, lamhla laphakade, uyakukholwa lokhu na? Mina ngikholwa umoya ongcwele ulapha khona manje. Uyakukholwa lokho na? Mina ngikholwa yena uza sigcwalisa ngobukho bakhe. Uyakukholwa lokho na?
I believe the Holy Ghost wants to pour His presence out, heal all the sick, make all the people that hasn't got the Holy Ghost be healed. Believe us out of this? Do you believe with all your heart? Let's stand to your feet and give Him praise. I believe He'll fall right now upon us.
Mina ngikholwa umoya ngcwele ufuna ukuthulula ubukho bakhe eselise bonke abagulayo enze bonke abantu abangela moya ongcwele begcwaliswe uyakukholwa lokho na uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke asisukumeni sime ngezinyawo zethu futhi simnike yena udumo mina ngiyakholwa yena uza kuwela phezu kwethu khona manje
Lord God, creator of the heavens and earth, author of eternal life. Giver of every good gift. We believe us out this Lord. We believe that that's you here in the meeting.
Oh, Nkosi Nkulunkulu, mdali wezulu lomhlaba, mqali wempilo engapheliyo, muphi wesipho sonke esihle, thina siyakholwa lokho, Nkosi sikholwa ukuthi nguwe wena, olapha emhlanganweni.
We believe that you blessing our soul. We believe that you pouring out your spirit upon us. We believe that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe you're alive forevermore. And our names are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Sikholwa ukuthi nguwe wena obusisa imphefumulo yethu sikholwa nguwe wena othulula umoya wakho phezu kwethu sikholwa ukuthi wena uyafana izolo lamhla laphakade sikholwa wena uyaphila nini lanini lamabizo ethu alotshiwe ebhukwini lewundlu elempilo
All heavens and earth will pass away but we will live forever because you live forever Lord you promised it to us we believe it with all of our heart Everything that's in us, we believe in all.
Wonke amazulu lomhlaba kuza kwedlula kodwa siza kuphila phakathi ngoba wena uphila phakathi Nkosi wakuthembisa kithi siyakukholwa ngenhliziyo zethu zonke konke okuphakathi kwethu siyakukholwa Nkosi Ngiyamthanda yena. Ngiyamthanda yena.
Do you believe me? I believe that's the Holy Ghost. It's something falling on us. Believe us out of this. I believe He wants to heal every person right now. Believe us out of this.
Ngiyamkholwa yena. Ngiyakholwa lo ngumoya ongcwele. Kukhona into ewela phezu kwethu. Uyakukholwa yini lokho? Ngiyakholwa. Yena ufuna ukusinisa wonke umuntu khona manje uyakukhola lokho na
Raise your hands and stand up to your feet. Believe us now. This the Holy Spirit is here. This is that. Peter said this is that. This is that the Holy Ghost.
Phakamisa isandla sakho kuye. Mana ngenyawo zakho uyakukhola lokho na Umoya ongcwele ulapha. Lokho yikho lokhiya uPetro watsho. Lokho yikho lokhiya lokho yikho umoya ongcwele
Oh Lord creator of heavens and earth send thy power and thy blessings and thy goodness upon this people and bless their hearts and let them see that the son of man is alive forevermore grant it oh Lord we present them to thee in the name of Jesus Christ the son of God
Oh Nkosi ndali wezulu lomhlaba Thumela amandla akho lesibusiso sakho lobuhle bakho phezwa lababantu njalo busisa inhliziyo zabo futhi yeka babone ukuthi indodana yomuntu iyaphila nini lanini siphe khona onkosi sibethula bona kuwe ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu indodana kaNkuluNkulu
Anybody who doesn't have the Holy Ghost, raise up your hands and praise God. I believe you'll fall on you. Somebody put your hands on them. This is the hour.
Loba ngubani ongela moya ongcwele phakamisani izandla zenu futhi lidumise uNkulunkulu ngiyakhola uza kwehla phezukwenu omunye kabeke izandla phezukwabo leli yilo ihola Kungani simelele isikhathi eside lesi yiso isikhathi lesi isikhathi sePentecost ukuphenduka kuNkulunkulu lungisisa lonke loNkulunkulu Pentecost yenza inhliziyo yakho inyekinywe ngamandla kaNkulunkulu ophilayo, yekela umoya wakhe ubuye ungene phakathi kwakho ugcwalise imphefumulo yenu. Yena ulapha ubusuku ngobusuku, ulapha kusilisa abagulayo, abonise iziphofu ngobukhulu langamandla amakhulu, yena ezifakazela ngokwakhe ukuba uyafana imihla yonke.
Hallelujah! Praise, raise your hands! Forget where you're at, just know that you're around him!
Hallelujah! Dumise yena, phakamisani izandla zenu, khohla ukuthi ungapi, yazi nje kuphela ukuthi useduze laye, futhi ubuhle bakhe, lenkazimulo yakhe, lamandla akhe, lesihawu sakhe, sibekezela laphakade. Yena laphakade uyafana, libusisiwe ibizo lenkosi. Hallelujah!
Oh, praise his holy name! Oh, how wonderful! How mighty is he! How many like to consecrate your lives to God right now, fresh? Raise up your hand! How many like to consecrate your lives to God? That's him! Raise up your hand!
Oh, litunyiswe elakhe ibizo elingcwele. Oh, kumangalisa njani. Yena ulamandla kanjani. Banga kabafuna ukunikela impilo zabo kuNkulunkulu kakutsha. Phakamisa isandla sakho. Banga kabafuna ukunikela impilo zabo kuNkulunkulu. Yikho lokho, phakamisani izandla zenu. Asiboneni Pentecost, asiboneni abantu bakaNkulunkulu. Lami ngizaphakamisa esami isandla, Nkosi nanku, ngila mina ngithume, thatha ingilosi ke, lamalahle elathini, futhi uthumele amandla akho phezu kwethu Nkosi. Nkulunkulu siphe khona ngokugcwala kukamoya wakho, o Baba, zwana umthandazo wethu, o Nkosi, zwana umthandazo wethu njengabantwana abakholwayo bemi indumiso ebizweni lakhe.
Oh, like waves of glory, all in all dew drops of mercy. Oh, praise be to God. May our souls wake. Bring us out of this. Bring us out of this. This is the Holy Spirit that comes.
Oh, njengamakhakhasi enkazimulo esiwa. Oh, amathonsi amazolo esihawu. Oh, kadunyiswe uNkulunkulu. Makuthi imphefumulo yethu imelele. Uyakukholwa lokhu na? Uyakukholwa lokhu na? Lo ngumoya ongcwele ozayo. Loko yiwo lawo mandla angabonakaliyo. Asiqhubela embusweni kaNkulunkulu. Isibusiso sePentecost. Penduka ekhaya. Wena ukhangelelwe ekhaya. Lingabantu abaligugu. UNkulunkulu ufuna wena. Uzinikele ngokwakho. Bafazi, zihlambululeni ngokwenu. Madoda, zihlambululeni ngokwenu. Asibuyeleni kuNkulunkulu. Futhi simkhonze uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo ehlambulukileyo. Sibili.
Praise God, the Holy Spirit got in the meeting. Just do what you feel in the name. Just let the Holy Ghost move on, yeah? There's nothing I can say.
Kadunyiswe
uNkulunkulu. Umoya ongcwele ukhona phandle emhlanganweni. Yenza nje ozwa uholelwa ukuthi ukwenze. Yekela nje umoya ongcwele asebenze kuwe. Akusela engingakutsho. Angisakwazi ukuthi nje ngithini manje. Umoya ongcwele ugcwele isakhiwo sonke nje. Libusiswe ibizo lenkosi udumo kuyo inkosi oh haleluya haleluya udumo kuyo inkosi dumisa inkosi kumangalisa kanjani kwinkazimulo enjani
how beautiful how wonderful the praise of the saints of God upon your faces upon the presence of the Holy Spirit they're moving us showing us his glory out of these great multitudes in one accord praising his name
kuhle njani kumangalisa njani indumiso yabangcwele bakaNkulunkulu phezu kobuso babo phezu kobuko bukamoya ongcwele elapha esebenza njalo esitshengisa thina inkazimulo yakhe phakathi kwalelo xuku ngobunye bokuvumelana bedumisa ibizo lakhe
turn around and shake hands with somebody and say praise the Lord brother praise the Lord sister let's get out of here God speed us up praise the Lord that's right
Chibilika futhi uqhawule omunye isandla uthi dumisa inkosi mfowethu dumisa inkosi dadewethu asingeneni khona phakathi njalo sekele uNkulunkulu asivuselele dumisa inkosi ikho kanye
all you Methodists and Baptists and Presbyterians Pentecostals and Seventh-day Adventists and whatever you are shake hands with one another in the presence of the Lord God that's it oh hallelujah
Lonke ma Methodist, la ma Baptist, la ma Presbyterian, ma Pentecost, la ma Seventh Day Adventist. Loba uyini, liqhawulane omunye, lomunye ebukhoneni benkosi uNkulunkulu. Yikho lokho. Oh hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, ngiyathaba kakhulu. Ngingomunye wabo. Ngiyathaba. Ukudiliza imduli. Ukuphosa incekeza phandle. Inkazimulo. Inkululeko enkosini. Udumise ibizo lakhe. Elingcwele. Malibusiswe igama lenkosi. Oh, hallelujah. Dumisani uNkulunkulu.
Oh, I just love to see that. People shaking one another's hands and lighting up their faces. The power of God saying, that's it. That's it. We're children of God. We're all one great big church, one great big person in Christ Jesus in his bride. The glorious one, the coming of the Lord going now.
Oh, ngiyathanda ukubona lokhu. Abantu beqhawulana. Izandla omunye esomunye njalo bekhanyisa ubuso babo. Amandla kaNkulunkulu esithi, hikholokho. Singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu thina sonke silibandla linye elikhulu kakhulu umuntu munye omkhulu kuKristu Jesu owakhe umlobokazi yena owenkazimulo ukubuya kwenkosi kuyasondela eduze
This is like heaven. Oh, this is good.
abantu bakhe besibanda wonye futhi bezithanda ngothando lamandla obukho bakhe olokho kunje ngezulu olokho kuhle amen.
Worship in the Lord in spirit and in power. Such a time.
Oh, inkazimulo enjani, kuhle njani, ukukhonza nje inkosi emoyeni lasemandleni. Isikhathi esinje. Zamisa siyaqala akula nje mina ngibatshelile abazalwane bazalwane akula ndawo yokuma akula ndawo lapha ukuthi thina kazange siqalise ngakho thina kasimi njenge kuyamangalisa bangaki abezwa kuhle sibili ubukho nje benkosi o mina kuyamangalisa ubukho benkosi lapha.
Now the presence of the Lord is here to heal the sick. Make the people well. Just believe him. Do you believe him? If we can believe him, all things are possible. Do you believe that? Do you believe that that's the presence of the Lord?
Manje ubukho benkosi bulapha. Ukusilisa abagulayo. Kwenze abantu besile. Mkholwe nje yena. Liyamkholwa yena. Ngathina singamakholwa. Yena zonke izinto ziyenzeka. Uyakukholwa lokho? Uyakukholwa ukuthi lokho yibukho benkosi.
Now, while you give me just a moment, now listen just for a moment. Let me prove to you it's the Holy Spirit here. Let me show you the Holy Spirit, the very one that does the talk and the one that does the thing, knows that. How many here now that come in here sick? Let's see your hands. Ones that had a sickness.
Manje lisa. Nginikeni isikhatshana nje, isikhatshana nje. Manje futhi lilalele nje okwesikhatshana. Yekela ngifakaze kini ngumoya ongcwele lapha. Yekela ngikutshengise ukuthi ngumoya ongcwele lapha. Yena lo kanye okhulumayo, lo onguye oyenza into, uyakwazi lokho. Bangaka balapha manje, ababuye lapha begula, kasiboneni izandla zenu. Labo abakade belesifo.
There's people, there's a man standing there. Do you believe, mister? There's no prayer cards out, but do you believe that God can heal you? Do you believe he can tell me your trouble? It's in your side.
Gula bant, gula ndota emilap. Uyakola numzane. Agula makato kutandazela. Apumileyo. Kwata uyakola ugut. Unkulunkulu. Enga oksilisa. Uyakola yena. Enga uchela. Uthupho lwakho. Lusehlangothini lwakho.
You're up for an operation. That's right. Your name's Mr. Cartwright. That's right. Is that right? Wave your hand. All right. Go home and be well. You won't need it. You believe it?
Kumele uyehlinzwe. Kunjalo. Ibizo lakho ungumnu Cartwright. Kunjalo. Kuqondele yini lokho. Babhayisa ngesandla sakho. Kulungile. Hamba ekhaya futhi usile. Awusozi ukufuna ukuhlinzwa. Uyakukholwa.
That man hold that baby in his arms. You believe me to be God's servant? You believe this to be the Holy Ghost? I do not know you. Is that right? Never seen you in my life. We're strangers.
Leana indoda ephethe umntwana ezandleni zayo. Uyakholwa ngenceku kaNkulunkulu. Uyakholwa lokho ukuba ngumoya ongcwele. Kangikazi wena. Kuqondile yini lokho? Kangaze ngikubone empilweni yami kaSazana.
You believe the Holy Ghost can tell me what's wrong with that baby? Got rash. That's right. Isn't that right? Certainly. You're not from here. No?
Uyakholwa umoya ongcwele engangitshela ukuthi luyini uhlupho ngaleyo ngane ilo qubuko kunjalo ayisikho yindoko qiniso kawuveli lapha hachi.
You got a stomach trouble, you're suffering with yourself. That's right, isn't it? You're from Kansas City. All right, return back. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Hallelujah! You believe? Do you believe it with all your heart?
Ulohlupho lwesisi ogula ngalo wena kuqondile ayisikho yini uvela eKansas City kulungile buyela uJesu Kristu uyakuselisa. Hallelujah. Uyakholwa, uyakukholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
Here's the angel Lord, how old is the little bitty woman, kind of elderly, sitting right here, suffering with a hernia. You believe God will heal you that hernia, sister?
Nancy Ingilos Yenkosi, ilenge phezu kwalo omncinyane omncinyane, sibilo esifazana, omdala olomsa, ohlezi phakathi lapha, ebulawa hernia. Uyakholwa uNkulunkulu uzakusilisa, kuyo leyo hernia dadewethu.
You, with the little red flower on your hat, raise up your hand. All right, go home and be well. Amen. Oh, it's God. It's Christ, the Son of God. He's raised from the dead. He's sure.
Wena, oleluba elincane, elibomvu engwaneni yakho, phakamisa isandla sakho, kulungile. Hamba ekhaya, futhi usile. Amen. Ongo, uNkulunkulu, uKristu, indodana kaNkulunkulu, yena uvukile kwabafileyo, yena ulapha.
Now put your hands over on one another and just offer a good seed of prayer. Everybody, while I ask somebody, come here, brother.
Manje begani zandla zenu, phezu komunye lo munye. Njalo nje linikela isikhathi esihle somkhuleko. Lina lonke, ngisacela omunye ukuthi abuye lapha. Woza ngapha mfowethu.
While you got your hands on one and show that God heals too, I have the brother here to offer prayer too. Go ahead.
Hey, right. My God, we love us.
Praise be to the Lord.
We believe you, Lord, to confirm your word and to heal the people for the glory of God in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Lisabeke izandla zenu phezu komunye lomunye. Ukutshengisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasilisa laye. Ngilomfo wethu lapha ukuba akhuleke laye. Qubekela phambili kulungile. Indumiso enkosini uNkulunkulu.